Last week he learned the Mishnah Lamed on the day, the beginning of the fifth day, that one is not permitted to start davening Shmoneh Esrei unless he's in a serious mood. And under the Hispala and Tech Chadagosh. So now on Lamed Aleph, from an Aleph, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. That repeats the same theme, but it has a different ice sphere. That's the 15 lines from the top. You shouldn't, let's say the people are in the middle of a dintera, in the middle of an argument, and it's time to daven. So they're going to keep on filpling without the din, and then they're going to sell the daven and shvanes. In the middle of the shvanes, they'll still be thinking about the dintera, about the debate that they had. So when we talk to Bar Aloha, they'll be in the middle of a place, in the middle of a mashur, in the middle of some shvanes or filpling. So they won't be concentrating on the davening. But along the lines of the Mishnah, that you should be in a serious mood, you shouldn't be joking around, you should be mechabin, but it's a different conclusion. The Mishnah says Kovid Rosh, and the Braisa says, Mitzach Halacha Pesukah. What does Halacha Pesukah mean? So the Rishonim explained that it means two conditions. Halacha Pesukah means that it should be a din that's not too complicated, it should be an easy din. And then it should be a din that's not debated, that is not, it's not, and not, not a disputed din, not a din that's neutral to Machlay, it's a din that's Muskam L'Chaladei, and it's an easy din that's not too complicated. What's an example of such a din that's pretty simple and it's not subject to debate? So the Gemara gives several examples. Amar Abaye, Abaye suggests, Kihod Rab Zeir. Amar Rabbi Zeir, we have the following Halacha Pesuka, B'nai Tisrach Mi'ral Atzmon, in the area of Hilchas Nida. You have a din mina tera, and then you have a din mina rabbanon, and then you have a nice tera pnei ra'al atzmon. That's only a minha. That's how the Gemara says. It's only a minha, because I guess the minha is binding. The minha is binding, so that's called the halakha tera.
You mean something which is not controversial?
Yeah. Something that's simple, not controversial, even if it's not a halakha. The Gemara says in Nida that it's a minha. Yeah. The Gemara says in Nida, samachlov, it's a minha, hechad nog, hechad nog. And those who come so they don't have this minig, not binding. Those who come so they have it, it is binding. Halacha might be binding all over, we have the minig. So that's a machlokes, and later in the Rishonim, it's not a Gemara, the Gemara says, Hechad Elov, no, no, no. And those who say they don't have this minig, so they'll have to discuss it, it's not binding. But the Rishonim is, so clearly there's not a Gemara, this is only a minig. And that's why I'll ask. In the days of the Rishonim already, when it was established before Yisrael, the Machlokes of Yisrael, then with the Machlokes, they rise it in the Ramban. Once it's accepted all over, and everybody was Mekabalist, and maybe already became a Dinder Rabbanah, and the Chacham obviously approved of it, Rambam all over approved of it, so maybe now it should be considered a Dinder Rabbanah. So that's the Machlokes, the Raivit and the Ramban, and in Yeridaya there's an Achilimah Lezina, and Yeridaya and Hilchot Tzama, who passed away, it's still only a minute. Even though it's love, the whole 50 to show, it's still only a minute. Let me talk, explain what it's all about. There's a din in our prayer in Hilchot Tzama, then there's a din in the Rabbanon, and then we have the third Madrega is only the minute. The din man aser is, if you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah here, he has a little arichas. He says the din deraisa, and then he says the din rabbanon, and he quotes the Gemara in Nida. Then he shows you, gives you the perspective, he shows you what the minig is in. So the din deraisa is like this, you have a Nida and you have a Zovo. The Nida is if the Riyaz Dam is the 8th Nida. And the Zovo is if the Isha has the Riyaz Dam below 8th Nida. When is the base Nida, and when is it below 8th Nida? So whenever Isha has a Riyazam, either when the period is, or even when it's not the period, so that's considered the Eighth Nidot. Here this is on page Chosal on the base, the bottom of the Niyaya quotes all the Gemara. So he explains like this. Let's say Isha has a Riyazam, so she's Tumeya, Isha has a Riyazam 1 day, 2 days, 4 days, 6.5 days. It doesn't matter whether it's one Riyazam for a minute, or for 6.5 days. The din is that she's a leader for 7 days. Like Rish has a Riyazam on Rosh Chodesh, on the first day of the month. So she's a leader till the end of the seventh day, till Lila of the seventh day. It's not going to change matters at all whether she has a leader all 6.5 days or only 1 second on the first day. She cannot be Tavelis before the Lila of the seventh day. You don't say him, it's the Antikula, there's nothing to... There's no bedikas to do, it doesn't matter whether there was dam, no dam, no bedikas, they can't say Mitzrayim Tukula. And then she says, I was an idea. What happens then is that instead of stopping the dam then, she continues to have dam after the 7 days, the 8th day, the 9th day, the 10th day. So those days, the next 11 days, following the 7 days of Nidus, that's called below Esnidus. The Chachamim either had a Kabbalah halacha Moshe Sinai. One time it says, Rav Lozman Azari says halacha Moshe Sinai. Rav Akiva says that it's learned out from Sukkim and Kumis. But in the last article of the Gemara, Masechet Nidah, the Gemara says that this institution of Yud Aleph Yom Shemay Nidah Lo Nidah, that the first 11 days following the 7 days immediately following the 7 days of Nidah, she was able to become a Zavah, that if she has a Riyah 3 days in a row, she's a Zavah Gvarilah. And if she has a Riyah only 1 day or 2 days, she's a Zavah Tana. The Rebbe Kiva holds that that's learned out from Sukkim, that there's such an institution of Yud Aleph Yom Shaday Nidah Lanidah. Rav Lozman Azari holds that it's halacha Moshe Mitzina. It's slight, not to mean it, but as far as we're concerned, it doesn't make so much of a difference. It's still a Dinah not there, but it's halacha Moshe Mitzina, it's learned out from a foot. But then if the Isha has, let's say, a Riyah 3 days in a row, in that period of 11 days, then she's a Zavah Gvarilah. Then halacha says, in order to become Tahira, she's required to wait 7 days and make the Bikur each one of the 7 days to make sure that there's no Riyah Zamba. And after the 7 days are up, then she can be Tevel, she can be Tevel even the morning of the 7 days, goes until the Bikur, she can make them Kulam and Atahira, and then she's required to bring a Korban also. A Zavah has to bring a Korban when she becomes Tahira. A Nida doesn't have to bring any Korban. So this was the Din Melatero, that sometimes an Isha is a Nida, in which case you don't require she any kids, you just have to wait till the end of the 7 day, even if there is Zam many of the days, all the days, and she's Tabel is Balayla, and sometimes the woman is a Zavah, instead of a Balayla, in which case she needs even a key in, and then she can be Tabel Bayom in the morning of the 7 day, and in which case you would have to bring a cup. Yes, so this is a complicated question. You have to have a cup, whether you're in the middle of Yimei Ziva, in the middle of Yimei Nida, so already made a Takonah, Rav Yehuda Anasi made a takana b'kforim. That's what the Rav Yehuda Anasi quotes on the last two lines on the page, on page 42. The Rebbe Tikkun Basodah means by the Poshet, the Poshet HaHamona. People who lived in the city, the towns, they had a bit Yankees or whatever, they had talent classes, so the girls were able to learn Hilchos Nigus, so they were more sophisticated, and they understood the Sanita, the Zazava, because Allah understands the Chilich. The girls who lived, the boys and the girls who lived Basodah, they were farmers, they didn't know the digging so well. It's too complicated, the health customers. They made a takana with the Rabbanon, that those who are not so well educated have to observe Bakforim, special like called Kasane Terev, the Mahayu Anashim Yodi, the Eva Achilukim, that's the Lashon HaGemar. This can Rebbe Basodas. Rebbe made a takana Basodas, but they were less educated, that we should treat every Isha as a Torah, as if she doesn't remember. The Mishnah has such a term. What if a woman is a Torah? What if a woman forgot whether she's holding the middle of Yimei Ziva, the middle of Yimei Ziva, so you have to go to Chumah and all the rest. So that's the takana that we should treat all the women who are not so learned as if they wrote Torah. You have to go to Chumah and all directions. So what would be considered the Chumah and all directions? So the Gemara says that if she has a Riyah 3 days in a row, then you always need Shiva Niki and maybe she's a Zavah Gvayla. And if she only has a Riyah 1 day or 2 days in a row, then you have to wait another couple of days till you don't need Shiva Niki and she can't possibly be a Zavah Gvayla. That's impossible. You have to have 3 days in a row to be a Zavah Gvayla. She can't be a Zavah Gvayla. But you have to wait, maybe she's a Nigo, and you have to wait till the end of the seventh night to be better on the spot. And that's not the whole problem. So what more do you need? And then after the Takana of Rebbe, so the Nais Yisrael Achmiru Alatzman, the women instituted their own minig on their own, and Rashi in the Gemara Merachis points out, and the Gemara quotes this member of Rav Deira, the Gemara used to it, so Rashi says, and the Chachamim approved of the minig. That's what Rashi has done.
Did you have a right to the
No, no, no. So Shaila is negated to the husband. It means that the wife have a right to be negated, to be machmir against the husband's wishes. Like the husband has no right to be machmir in his area against the wife. So he's meshuvah to the wife. So the wife is meshuvah to the husband also. Taka, they have no right. They have no right to be machmir unless the husband is prepared to go along. It's not as that it's a minig that was mispashed in the whole Israel, so it's binding on the husband and the wife. They're both bound by this minig. But originally, when the minig was starting, so I imagine that you would be right. Someone, no wife would be permitted to adopt such a minig unless they would have the consent of the husband. And the husband wouldn't be pretended to force this upon his wife unless she's in agreement. Right. And then we're starting. So Rashi writes to him in office, then he got the approval of the Chacham. What's the significance of saying, I have the approval of the Chachamim. This is from generals in a normal Hagim class. There are two types of Hagim. The Rambam writes, Soloveitchik pointed this out, and Soloveitchik's uncle, the brother of Soloveitchik, has this in his Sefer al Rambam, that the Rambam writes in two places, both in the Hagdama to the Yad HaKadosha, and in Hilchus Mamrim. The Rambam writes about the authority of the Chachamim and the authority of the Bez Nagadol, and if they pass in the Shailin, someone violates the Tzak, they're in violation of the Dinam, the Tzatim, the Kadosha, the Dinam, the Yom, and the Slow, that you have to listen to the Tzak of the Bez Nagadol. So the Rambam writes, this applies to situations where the Bez Nagadol is passing on the Shailin, they write it. But the people don't know in Hilchus Sefer Torah, what is it? They don't know in Hilchus Kashrus and Hilchus Basar Mechamed, they don't know it. Yeah? And they ask the Bez Nagadol. So whatever the Bez Nagadol says is binding enough a minute to violate. What if the Bez Nagadol comes up to invent a new din in the Rabbanon? So that's the Shailin in the Mara, where the Machlekes and Terek Damar Ablikim, where this is also included in Lo Tosur. Maybe Lo Tosur is only coming to move in the Rabbanon, only when they're asking the Shailin and then they write it. You follow them Chazal on Mishpat, but you don't know how to interpret the Chumash. You don't know what the din is. You don't even know what the din is. But there is no din there, I see. You want to invent the din of Rabbanon. So how is this included in the Tosfos? So this is not collected in the Mishpat. So the Rambam passed him to Shita that the Tosfos applies even to Takonis. The Rabbanon, Takonis is there. And then the Rambam ends on in two places, in the Havdama to the Yad HaKadosha and in the Hilchos Mamrim, that the Tosfos even applies to Minhagim. What's that on Minhagim? I mean, there's a minute to wait 6,000 places to milk it, and someone eats within 6,000. Why not my daughter? Why don't you give up the Ramla smoke? How did it come up to my daughter? The Ram didn't say anything, they didn't get the people started. The Rasulation pointed out the picture of the Rabbana in the place that doesn't discuss this aspect. The Rabbana just points out the Ramana has in two places that there's a bit of my daughter on the house. But what does it mean? The Rasulation, the Rav explained that there's two times in the house. Sometimes the minute starts from the Hamalinam. The people decided they want to start a minute. I don't know exactly historically. I imagine that the Minhagim to dance with the Sefer Torah, the Hatzavos and Stamos started from the people. I don't know if it started from the Rabban. Also the Tanakhim started from the Tzibur. The people on their own felt bad, so they started fasting on Tisha B'Av, the Shabbat of the Tam. That's the way it sounds from the Tzukim. The Rabbi says, I didn't ask you to fast. It sounds like the people started on their own. But you have Minhagim that were started by the Hamayinam. So that is all I tell you. That's the din. A minute is binding the Kamneza, whatever the Gemara is in the term, meaning the Kamneza and the Rabban. But then there's another din that the Chachamim should do. You have a Chachamim and the Rabban, and there is Zera and Shlom that the Chachamim say, with the power vested in us of the Bez Nagadol, we hear by the Kodach. Now the Gemara say, they had a convention, Rabbi Ravashi had an Asif of all the Rabban, all the Chachamim, a third of their generation, and they said, these are the Chachamim, these are the Zera that we want to enact. And then sometimes they didn't formulate it as a Takana, as a Gzeira, as a real din with a formulation. They just observed a certain minig in public in such a fashion, in such a way to encourage everybody else that they should also observe that din. So on such a case, that's what the Rambam says, that such a minig that the Chachamim should do in a public fashion is cannot be the same as a Takana, the Rabbanon. So there, one would be in violation of a Mishkata if one would violate such a minig. So Bukhari, there are two different types of Minhagim. One minig which was instituted by the Chachamim, and the other minig which was instituted by the Hamayinam. So what did you say? Let's say minig that was instituted by the Hamayinam. Okay. And the Gemara would appear that reciting how Lamash Chodesh had nothing to do with the Chachamim. Sounds like it's all about them. The Hamayinam on their own started it. And the Gemara tells them when Rav came to Bubble, he didn't know where it came from, that they were saying, oh, I never heard it. So what it did, it was shot in the Gemara. But that was the name that started from the people. So Lukhara means that started from the people has nothing to do with the Rabbanim. That's what the Rashi writes in Tainus. No. You're going to tell me that a meaning is binding the Tamneder. Meaning the Tamneder is the Gemara in the Dharm Dapt as well, that there's Bal Yachum and the Rabbanim. I'm in Hogin. You're going to say every minute is binding Tamneder, but sometimes you have a Mishnu. So this is on the first half in Baba Basra comes out on the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in Baba Basra says, that if you have two neighbors and you want to make a fence, want to make a wall to separate their property, so whatever the minigam din is, so they're obligated to make such a fat wall, so they're obligated to chip in to make a fat wall, not a skinny wall, a skinny wall. And then the Mishnah says, different shiurim, that if the minig is that we use this kind of brick, it has to be this thickness, if we use that kind of stone, it has to be that thickness. Then it says, how come the minigam din? Whatever the minigam din is, goes. So take a straight takasha. If the Mishnah is going to feel right anyway, Hakot Minigam Dinah, so what he bothered to say, this is 6 o'clock and this is 3 o'clock, just now, Hakot Minigam Dinah. But the Rabbi Natan says in the Tesis, and that based on it out in Kanye Shulmod, that there is some in Hagim that you're not supposed to follow. That's what the Mishnah says, that if it's this kind of brick and that kind of stone, you make it 6 o'clock, you don't make it 20 o'clock. You don't make it 5 hours. That's a Minig Shtut. That's what the Mordechai adds on to Rabbi Natan, he makes it more sharp of a Shemesh. He says that's what he calls the children of Abinu Tam. The Nidig is actually a Gehenna, the same letters. And from this Nishni you see that sometimes it's a Nishtut that you're not supposed to follow. In the sense that they left out the rest of the Lashon. They just said, Kanayim Abinu Tam, Sheyesh Min Hogim that you're not supposed to follow. But the Mordechai and the Sefer Yosher, where it's all coming from, the Shuvah Abinu Tam, that is more Bahakov. So whenever you have a Nidig and you want to say the Nidig is binding, the Tam Neder, the Chari has to be approved by the Hachamim. God says, I'm about to have a Nidig. So maybe it's a Nidig Shtut. You have to have to say, a Nidig Shtut doesn't necessarily mean that it's stupid. It sometimes means that it's not meaningful. Sometimes it's very unreasonable, sometimes it's not unreasonable, but it's not reasonable. It's not necessary. Sometimes I'm meaning, it's not necessary. It doesn't even reflect in Chassidus. Chassidus. Yes. Chassidus. Sometimes Chassidus means that it's absolutely wrong. Mamishakir. Sometimes that's mean that it's a shtush. It's not meaningful. So that's probably what Rashi means there, Menachos. That the message of Achmir Alatzmon is the favorite in the Gemara that it's only a minion. The Gemara says, Hechad is not, well, Hechad is not, no, no. The Shevik and Yenim, they didn't have this minion, so it's not binding. It's clear that it's only a minion. But Rashi is still right. The message of Achmir Alatzmon and the Chachamim approved of it later on. That's how Rav Moshe Feinstein also writes in a tshuva, in the Igros Moshe. He says it's based on a Gemara in the first parak of Bava Basra. The Gemara has there, that the tradesmen, like all the shoemakers, all the barbers can make up the union prices that they're going to charge whatever, $10 for a haircut. Or they can make up, they're going to all be closed on their Thanksgiving and no one should be over. Because if one's going to be open, the other's going to close. So he's going to take all the business. And one guy's going to charge less, so they're all going to run to him. So those to make everything fair, so they have a right to make laws, right, laws that are binding on all of them, all the hostile out to trust them, and they have the right to penalize the barber who's going to violate the takonas that they make. So that's what we learned the first parak in Bava Basra. That the B'nai Ra'ir of the different shoemakers with the tailors, with the barbers and so on, each group has the right to make the takonas. And then the Gemara says, and if there's a Talmud Chacham in town, then they have to consult the Talmud Chacham in advance to make sure that it makes sense. Moshe Feinstein writes that he doesn't think that it's only a din about the barbershops and about the shoemakers and about the tailors. The Imam is an Omen Hagi. Whenever you have a minig, it has to be approved by the Chachamim. The Magen Avraham quotes like that from the Masech HaSorikim in Hilchos Purim. The Ramah, where is it quoted in Shulchan Aruch Daven Hagi? So the main thing is in Hilchos Purim. When the Ramah writes a minig, they used to clock homer. He used to make noise in the middle of Mikra Megillah. So what's the minig? You have to pay attention to every word. You miss one word, you don't hear. And the clock homer, they make so much noise, a lot of times people miss. So there were people who wanted to do away with the clock and homer. So the Ramah made a big clock, no, you're not allowed to be Malat Lenin and Hagim, and that's where he has the long arichas. And Hilchos Purim, at the end of Aruch Hayim, about clock and homer. So there, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Masech HaSorikim, also has a source of that in Hagim. He says, but it has to be a minig vasikin. It has to be with the approval of Tamir HaChamir. Otherwise, the Glatish can live.
About Shabayon, that Kahal Yisroel have the power to make law, the Kahal Yisroel decide when this Chodesh, only the Bedin has to agree with it. So why do we have to go all this? Why can't we say whatever many Kahal Yisroel decide? And as long as the Bedin agrees, because there is the issue, who makes the laws? And who makes it legal? The Kahal Yisroel, if this is true, the Kahal Yisroel makes the law.
That's the Kahal Yisroel. But the Din, the Reiser, is not given over to
Kahal. We're talking to the Din and the Reiser, we're talking to the interpretation. Even Kahal Yisroel can interpret it as long as the Bedin agrees with it. The Reiser, if this one excludes the Reiser or Scottish, and makes it into a strong difference like a case by itself?
Yes, Taluach, that's another thing. Yes, Taluach is only for himself. And Takanas de Rabbanan also state in the same perspective that you cannot make Kiddush HaChodesh in the Ibra Shona unless the Tzibur agrees. So in the same perspective says that you cannot make Gzeira Elam Kein Rabba Tzibur Chodem Ramadha. You have to have the Haskamah of the Tzibur.
The Rosh Chodesh just doesn't start off with the Kyal Yisrael. The Kyal Yisrael is not the one who says that this is going to the Rosh Chodesh present.
No, that's what we get in our Salavetic Tzibur, that the present really represents Kyal
Yisrael. But it doesn't start from Kyal Yisrael. No, that's what
we get off. The Bezin only represents Klal Yisrael. When there's no Bezin, then it reverts back to the Klal Yisrael. If they can also quote from Achrayim like this, let's say somebody says your name is an Alpha Hang, the minig was XYZ. So maybe he's making a mistake. maybe once they made a mistake about to him, and he happened to be there, and he was never there on a normal day. But that's what the Chemikot Makoyim, that when someone tells over a minig, you don't have to listen to it unless the Talmud Chacham says over what the minig was. It could be the Balabas misunderstood. There has to be quite a Talmud Chacham to understand that it really was the minig. You have to see that it really happened and understand that there was no mistake and so on. So you have to have a Talmud Chacham to approve the minig and to
say it over.
Right, the Gemara has a machlokes where the chibut arodus, where we clap a shinus, as long as that a yisoid of the neviim or a minig neviim. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said on that Gemara. Even if it's a minig neviim, it's not a minig of the hamaynam. It was a minig that the neviim introduced. They did it in public. And in an obvious fashion, in order to encourage everybody else that they should also do it. That's also going to be like sorcery. Just a slight difference between a minute and a minute. He said to me, what did you say a bracha on that? But why was there a havamina shayla? What did you say a bracha? Why was there a havamina to say a bracha? Because there is a deal of like sorcery. The Gemara says, why do you have to say a bracha on a mitzvah that I brought him? Hechem tivonu, actually take it a shalom and says it's wrong. So the Gemara says, because it's like sorcery. So the living within is also a shayla. Maybe you should say a bracha. It's also like sorcery. But that's what the Gemara discusses. No, with the Taisa they discuss that sometimes you do say bracha on a minig, sometimes not. But if it's a minig neviim, it's not a minig that originated from the tzibur. Every minig, you have to have participation from the tzibur and from the chachamim. So there are two kinds of minhagim. If the minig originated from the amoinam, then it has to have the approval of the chachamim. Otherwise, it doesn't have the approval, so it's meaningless. So what do you mean? It's a minig tzibur. Who said minig tzibur? The chachamim didn't approve it, so it's not a minig tzibur. It's not a minig. And if you have a minig that was instituted by the Chachamim, that's even stronger. That's not some bal yachom de rabbanu. That's even like sasur. But also, that's like a takana de rabbanu. The takanas are only binding in the third tibur yicharamam. But if the tibur is mekabelus, we always need a double participation of the Chachamim and the tibur. It's just which one came first, which one came second, and then what is the binding force of the minig? One will be binding mitam ned, and one will be binding mitam like sasur. Whenever you have a machlokes and it's unclear what the tzak is, you see which opinion was accepted.
By the
Hamona of the religious Jew. He says, what's the third about Shmir Shabbat? You know, the Amoinam doesn't observe Shabbat, that doesn't count. But the Amoinam, let's say, religious Jews who are not learning, that doesn't count. It's the Amoinam of religious Jews.
Nice.
That was a different thing. No, he didn't, he just technically couldn't figure out an answer. And then the people want to have there, there wasn't a machlokes, it was just he was at a loss to come up with an answer. So the tzibur came up with an answer, but the other gemara we had in brachos about whether the takana says it still applies to zman hazeh, that you have to go to mikveh before you learn, that a balkari is forbidden to learn. So that was the machlokes hatanai, whether they should be tzil the takana says or not. So the gemara says that no gamo kahani klas over the minigolim is like this shita, and whether you give reishis tagez or chutzlo, so he gives all the chayyad akev or chutzlo. So the same Gemara said in Brachas earlier, the second paragraph, no Gamal like that time. Minigolim is like that. Minigolim makes sense when you have a legitimate Bachlekes. And you see that the Shlum and Balabatim, the learned Shlum and Balabatim, have a certain fraction, so we say that that's the Shlum that was long enough. That's the accepted opinion.
That's why we do.
These are two different things. It's rough on Pesach, it's not only a minig. Shlomo Chalamon is a real shayla, it's indirect, but you have to put on shlomo, you don't put on shlomo. These are two different things, yeah. See, the Gemara has about minhagim, like Yibrok, there's a minig, and Halal Amash Chodesh is a minig, and waiting 6 hours is a minig. So if you look in the Gemara, and Stok, and the Machmash Shemagru, and the Rambam, there's different kinds of minhagim. There's one minig, a family minig, the Gemara has. That if the minig in the family is, the Gemara has been talking, that whoever goes to work stops working on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. They don't remain in the office past 1 o'clock. So the Gemara says that minig is binding on their descendants from the same family. It's not binding on other people. Then there's a minig of the city, a community minig. Then you have a minig of the whole country. Then you have a minig of Kol Yisrael. Each one is more binding than the other. So there, the binding force of the minig is that a minig is, the Gemara says in the Dorm Pasuk as well, the minig is binding mikam neder. What's kind of neder? He didn't say a neder. Neder is in Lati Gisotayim, but he didn't pronounce it, so there's no neder. So the Gemara says in Shavuos and Al Kavov that there is an exception to the rule by neder and shavuos where there's no need for Levati Bisotayim. The Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule. One is Truma, Truma's Kavim Mashal, and the Nechsha Lachem Shumatim, the Pasuk in Parshas Korach. And the other exception to the rule that Magia does is Karbonis. That the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, call the deep lay by the Tzaddikim. Whoever had been Menander in his heart to bring the Karbon Oila, brought it to the Beit HaMikdash. So the Rabbi Natam, quoted by the Russian Tainis, holds that Gemara, that Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that says call the deep lay by the Tzaddikim, that whoever had been Menander, a Karbon in his heart to bring it, that a neder belayed with Hegdish's crowd is not only applicable to Hegdish, to Karbonis, it applies to Zedok, and applies to Tainis, it applies to all Nidre Nidre. It only in a mitzvah, how belayed if the person is become. So that's what is generally assumed, that's what it says in the other day, that a minig is binding, become neder, that if the person observes this minig, and he plans to observe it for the rest of his life, or if he observes it three times, and he didn't think one way or the other, but he continued what he wants to. But if he did it three times, so it looks like he's developing a pattern. Even if he didn't have anything specific in mind, one way or the other, but three times is an indication that that's what he probably did have in mind. So then we assume that there was a Kabbalah, like a neder l'zman mitzvah, which is called a mashav. But still, we have to tone it down a little bit, because the Gemara says the same in the Dorim that a minig is mitam neder is only the rabbanon. Called the deep labor in the Tzaddikim was a real dindaraita. If the person accepted in his heart a neder to bring a carbon to the Beit HaMikdash, that's binding the Natar, that's the part needed right now. And this then, of meaning the time that is only the Rabbanah. So how do you distinguish from the Talmud? The distinction is obvious. When you say that a neder, the Dvar Mitzvah, is Chal Belayv, Minatayra, that's if it's an outright mitzvah. If Mikabal and Neder Belayv, he gives Talmud money to a bona fide doctor. The Mikabal and Neder Mitzvah to be Mikabal for Sefes Yom HaKippurim earlier. The Kabbal delay to being a carbon to the Beit HaMikdash. That's one of the Tayyad mitzvahs in the Torah. The Kabbal delay was not to eat milchik, to have the fleshik for 24 hours. You can't say that that's a mitzvah. Some eat it chassidus, that's not an outright mitzvah. Always, well, what's another minig? I don't know, what's a minig? He's going to walk in back of the Sefer Torah when they say, when they do, after Hagdun Lila, when they take the Sefer Torah back, he's going to follow the Sefer Torah. About it, there's a mitzvah called the Sefer Torah. This is absolutely required, you have to follow this, not, it's a Hebrew within that mitzvah of Kavadah Sefer Torah, Kavadah Sefer. So that's not, strictly speaking, the Natara, that's not called the Nedav of Divine Mitzvah, that it should really be Chal Balei. If we say the Seh, then it'll be binding the Kamshu, but if we don't say the Seh, it's not. But Medav Abana, we consider that as if it's also a Nedav of Divine Mitzvah, that it should be binding. So in this area, when we say, if a private person takes a Nedav, the Nedav is binding on him. And then we say, what if a community takes a matter? What if a family takes a matter? What if the whole Klal Yisrael takes a matter? So we treat the whole Klal Yisrael, or the whole community, or the whole family as one unit, and it's such a concept of a great chiddush. Not only is a neder ha-yochid binding on the yochid, a neder ha-tzibur is binding on the tzibur. Even though I wasn't there, I didn't accept it, I was born 1,000 years later. Doesn't matter, if I belong to that tzibur, and that tzibur was mekabel this neder, but then mekabel this minig, and the minig is mitam neder, so the nether, that nether is binding on the whole tzibur. So we say a tzibur can consist of a family, a tzibur can consist of a city, a tzibur can consist of a country, all the Kaddish Yidu like this, and a tzibur can consist of the whole Klal Yisrael. So that's one kind of a minig that you spoke of. That if the father had a minig, I don't know, just the father had a minig that he stops working at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. I don't remember. The Gemara talks about that. I don't remember if that's already binding on the children. But the father and the grandfather, we understood that that's the family minig, so we would treat the whole family as one unit, and that whole unit is if they had taken a neder to stop working every Friday at 1 o'clock. But then there's another kind of a minig that you said, that's not really a minig, that's a hanhogi, that's a practice, let's say the issue of Shilon HaChalamoy, or other shilas that are really shilas and din, and some people follow one sheet, some people follow another sheet. That's a shaila. My father follows one sheet, it doesn't necessarily follow that I have to follow the same sheet. And maybe I can, maybe I have the prior conscience to choose some other sheet. So that's another, it usually goes side by side with the minhagim of the Brooks and so on, But it's for different reasons. It's a different halacha. How does one determine what the din is? I shayla what they have to like tell us halamai, the machlekes, the shoinim, and the machlekes, the shulchan aruch. How do you pass in? So the answer is, every person has to hear his rebbe. So the question is, well, who's the rebbe? And a lot of rebbe. The Rambam is one of our Rabbein Rashi, Rabbein Atam, the Chaya Yodam, the Mishnah Brura, the Chazanish. Everybody had a Hashkanah. We have a lot of Rabbein. So you have to follow the majority of the sheet of your Rabbein. You have to figure out. Some of them are not our Rabbein. Some of them are. So which ones had more Hashkanah? Those who had a lot of Hashkanah, those are our Rabbein. So that's what we say, that Derech Klal, the Galatiana, have their Rabbein, who had the Hashkanah. That's not for exactly the Rebbe that I learned from. So all the Rebbe's, even in previous generations. And the Litvaks have their, and the Spartans have in Gansin different, and the Turkish Jews have different, and the Iranians have different. So that's why each group of Jews have different practices in Allah for the Maitre. Why? Because it's the same. Every person has to follow his Rebbe, but then people have different Rebbe's. So the Melech, usually it will turn out that whoever your father's Rebbe or Rebbe's were, it's usually going to be the same Rebbe for you. But not necessarily so. Sometimes it won't be so. So sometimes it won't go bad to bad. Sometimes, let's say, the Negev, and then holding up Yegibrok, Snogibrok, that's a family minik, so that's binding, that would be binding on you, even though you don't like that minik, but you belong to this people who have that minik. But let's say, as far as the Tzvah HaLamai, that's a different shadow, that's a shadow, who is your Rebbe? So it may turn out that the father has Galatiana Rebbe's, and the father learns from his son, learns from this Mishnah Yeshiva, so he has this Mishnah Rebbe, he has his Rebbe's out there, the Mishnah Brewer with the Chazanish and the Chari Yadav. And he doesn't go to any of those Galatiana Rebbe that his father has. The father has Litvishin, the son likes the Chidishin. And that's the difference. So it's really two different things. Well, in general, why are we normally bound by the practices of our community? So this, like you pointed out, there's two different areas. There's one practice that's an area of Minhagim that's binding because a neder, a tzibur, is binding on all the members of the tzibur. So we're members of that people, whether we like it or not. Unless the fella moves, he lives in Bayekis, and he moves to Galatiana. He lives in Galatiana, he moves to Yekis. Habein Daita Lakhim. So now he just joined a different Sheila. He joined a different Sheila. He's no longer a member of that Sheila. He's a member of this Sheila. So those Menhagim are no longer binding in Pashtus, because he doesn't need our Torah. Those other Menhagim are not binding anymore. He's no longer a member of that Sheila. He's a member of this Sheila. So that's the one area. And then the other area, why the Tzokim are binding, we come from this background. So the Tzvah HaLamai, that stock is binding. Why? Because those are Rabbein, and we call them Rabbein. So there, sometimes people switch their Rabbein. Rabbi Gifter used to tell over, he was fond of telling over the story that when he left America, he learned in Yeshiva, he left America to go learn and tell the Yeshiva, but he said that his Rebbe in Yeshiva told him, I think it was Rabbi Gifter, he said his Rebbe in Yeshiva told him, don't join any political organization. He meant Aguda. He said, when you don't learn Yeshiva, don't join any political organization. But he listened to his Rebbe. He used to correspond a lot with Rav Talayer. He used to write letters to Seder from Europe to New York, back and forth. But then when he was learning to tell the Yeshiva, and he kept on learning there, so they kept on pressuring him, that they kept on pressuring him that he should join the Aguda. Then Aguda, he always stayed away. So he asked him, what's the matter? Why don't you join the Aguda? So he said, his Rebbe told him, before he left America, the Shul life, and he shouldn't join any political organization. So one of the Rabbanim in Europe said, well, switch your Rebbe. Time to switch the Rebbe. So he did. So that's what he said. He switched the Rebbe. Hoi, Rebbe. There is such a thing that that person was very close to one Rebbe. And he always used to learn by him and he followed all of his children. And then he gets a little older. He has a different perspective, a different outlook. And he likes a different Rebbe. He wants to become close to that Rebbe. The phone ticket, which is nothing. He graduated this Rebbe and he wants to become kofa to another Rebbe. That's legitimate. If he follows, like the Chazanish Rebbe, he follows everything that Rebbe says. Some, I like everything this Rebbe says except for this, and then I'll follow that Rebbe. It means I'm not following anybody. Yes, he's not following anybody.
In the name of the only in Moishas Fusechus, it's not the way.
That's the exception to the rule. Is the Bar
Mitzvah?
Yeah, we assume if it's never the Bar Mitzvah, it's Chal Menaterah B'Lev.
Yeah.
Menaterah. And if it's this kind of Bar Mitzvah, Minik Tayyip is considered Bar Mitzvah, that's only the Rabban.
So much as the Sefer Tisha Tisha also in Stamma Minik, not on the Bar Mitzvah, that you need the Moishas Fusechus Tisha?
I don't know if you really need Moises to a Sechel.
I
said, Moises doesn't learn that in that subject. Memar says, in Shmuel, that Chavav Gama Beliba, Oma Shmuel, Gama Beliba, Shark Moises has a curse made up his mind, and he's not going to smoke anymore, whatever, he's not going to go to the movies. So the Gemara says, in Ned, there is only binding if he pronounces it. So the Gemara doesn't learn that from the subject, Moises to a Sechel. It's all under that from the other subject. Nefesh ki sheshava levate bisosah. And that's also levate. Yeah, so that's the Dvar Hashub. But if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, then it has the same status as a maybe not smoking and not going to the movies. Also a Dvar Mitzvah. It could be a Dvar Mitzvah.
Okay. So
there is a Dvar Mitzvah. But a Dvar Hashub, if you need a Dibur, and a Dvar Mitzvah, you know. Yes, you've got Wuchman hugging the head. Yamabadi Yartei talks about that. It's true. He has an ankle. He writes, hold on, what's the status of the Gersh and the guy on Eretz itself is not as it. So he says, which man hugging does he follow? God, it's John, it's Toilet, it's Hung, and it's the Tidish is up to you. Follow the right. The right of the religious Jews and Eretz itself is on his Tidish. So he says that all the Gerim should be members of Shas. So he doesn't have that with Jews. All the Gerim become part of the Tidish Shekira. He says, because the rave of the Tumi is in Eretz today, I'll find it.
And it's a sport by a Lippok or a Bernishin?
I don't know.
It's taught by somebody.
It's a good shiloh. I don't know that it's an
ankle,
but I don't know if it's
so... That's pretty good.
That whoever doesn't have a clear meaning, they have to follow the rave of Tibur and the rave of Tibur's got. I don't know.
Always
follow your father,
even if you have an error, because you
have a very good person, you still follow the video. Anybody wants to accept him, he would put on similar out of reference. He says that people that don't have a religion for some reason or other, should put on similar out of reference. But otherwise, you can do tax for calling your father. That's the Shiloh. I don't know, but Lucher based on what we explained, it shouldn't be so. It shouldn't be so. His father was a Yekis, and he put on four off on my good brother. So yes, should he change his meaning? Now that he married our Salvation's brother. So he said, no, you have to follow your father's mouth. Yeah. But Lucher, that's difficult. It's a difficult word. Your father's Minhagim is Minhagim. This is a shayla tzak halacha. If it's tzak halacha, you switch your head. Like Rabbi Gifton was called. People do switch their head. People do switch the chazanish. For many years, was very cautious to the Vilna Gaon. He was born right after the Vilna Gaon died. But he was so enamored of the Vilna Gaon, he felt that he was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. And he writes in his sefer on Yeridaya, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that a person has to be kedin as a person, every person should follow his Rebbe. He says, why is the stock of the Bez not going to bind me on everybody? Because the Bez not knows, everybody's Rebbe, the Bez is Adar, the Bez stock is binding on everybody. You don't have to have Dati Bez not knows. If I have a Rebbe, I'm going to follow all the stock of my Rebbe. So the Chazanish felt that this doesn't only apply to a Rebbe that you interact with, you see him and you heard Shur him. Even if the person died many years ago, like he gives a marshal, someone is enamored of the marshal. And he reads all the Sifrei Mashal, he says the Hesen, Yamsha Samad, everything, and he holds it that he wants to follow Mashal. So good, you can become a Talmud of the Mashal. If there's a person who lived many years ago, and you have the Giyu Aleva Sarah, you have a Sarim, and you know his opinion in many areas of Allah, he writes in that Torah, you can consider yourself his Talmud. He writes, for many years, the Chazanish felt he was a Talmud of the Zolagor, he followed everything he was going to grow, and then after a certain period in his life, he switched to the Rebbe, he decided, oh, he's Talmud going to grow. And he graduated himself on his own. And he's going to start talking in his own time. But many times people today, when they grow up in their development at a younger age, they follow one Rebbe. Not to a Babshir Rebbe, something Rebbe, this Rebbe. I'm saying, you know, a Rebbe, the sheep in Aloha and learning and stuff. And then at a later age, they develop a different perspective. And then they want to look up to a different Rebbe. Later age, they follow a different Rebbe. That's why we think that this is a shver of birth. I know, the Rav said it. I know the Rav said it. It's a without the faith. Yeah, I know. I think that's what Chari Shver. I'm in Hagim, I can see that. In Hagim, a family in Hagim. A family in Hagim, or it's in Hagim of the Kehillah. So if you're a member of that Tzibur, so the neighbor of the Tzibur is binding on all the members. But if you're talking about an issue of Aloche, the Aloche people should follow their Rebbe, whoever their Rebbe happens to be.
Yeah.
Shmiya Teres, Shmiya Teres, an issue of halacha, that's pure halacha. It's not a matter of anyone. There are those who hold that it's absolutely required, those who hold that it's absolutely prohibited. I'll see halacha. That's what's happening. You
following it then?
Yeah,
you should follow it.
See, when it came to sitting in Sukkah and Shmiya Teres, Rabbi Shalom Ejik used to, I remember there were people there who were davening in Boston. They were davening by the Boston Rebbe, and they wouldn't eat in Sukkah. I don't think, maybe they did, I'm not sure. I don't know what their practice was, but he told the Baal about them that they shouldn't follow the minhagim from the Rebbe, they should make sure they sit in the Sukkah. I'm sure you have to. So they said, because that is an issue of halacha, not an issue of minhagim. So the pastor says that Torah Chalman is also an issue of halacha, so that shouldn't really depend on the family meeting. Sure, it should depend on the Rebbe. Isn't there? That's a problem. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the Rebbe Mubrik is the one that Rav Chachmas and Menachem Gemara says on him. Rav Chachmas and Menachem. So the Rishonim already say that as Mara said, the Rav of Chachmas that we have is really from Sfarim. It's not from the living Rebbe that we learn by. So some Rishonim said we don't have a concept of Rebbe Mubrik as Mara said. So they used to say that you do in the following sense, that you have a Rebbe who molded the Talmud till he made him into a different type of a personality, like a Fan Chadosh's brother kind of had such an influence on him, that his whole Halacha Machshav and his whole Hanhaga, everything follows that Rebbe, but that's also like Rav Chachmasa, and it's not literally Rav Chachmasa, Taka from Sforim is Manazeh, his Mana Gemara, his Mana Tanan, they didn't have anything written down. So Rav Chachmasa means the majority of the information, his Manazeh is all from Sforim. That's what he used to say. But that you can have, because people develop, so the whole perspective changes, and then you follow different people. But the person is honest about who she was that day, not some for political reasons, for convenience. He honestly changes his whole perspective, and he picks another honest, not some that he decides that he doesn't want to be so frum, doesn't want to be so medactic, so pick a conservative rabbi, pick a reform rabbi. That's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about legitimate
rabbi. That means because I'm a Yaki, I have to follow everything else that says Yaki. Oh, I can change it. You're saying I can change it some other time. I'm saying, I want to tell you something different. Oh, I want to just change for a different reason.
There's two things.
Yes.
The minhagim of the community that you spend from are binding on you, Mikam Neder, Mikam Neder. So as long as you live with the Yekis and the Yekishi community, so all of those minhagim are binding. As soon as you move to a non-Yekishi community, so the pastor says you don't even need a hafara from Dorn because you're no longer a member of that community. Unless it's like a lockdown, which is just visiting. But if you moved into another community, you plan to stay here, so the minhagim of this community are bound. But as far as dinim, not issues of minhagim, as far as the actual real dinim, so about it, it's talking about the German rabbonim, the Tibetans, some say, well, the big German rabbonim. So they're talking about binding, because those are the rabbinim that they looked up to. But let's say if a person decides he wants to follow other rabbis, he has good reasons why. He wants to follow other rabbis. But the pastor says that he should be able to say.
Then we got to say it in the day.
Halacha is no such. Halacha is not the same as Minhag. As you say, binding the Talmud.
And he's saying, then we got to say it in the day that we keep 2 days younger.
Yeah.
So that's not local. Communities, each one. This is a big thing. It's talking about the
Yeah, that's non-negotiable. That's not whoever's going to go. But there are different minhagim. There's a minhag. Welcome to the minhag. Call yourself. Minhag of the family. This is different minhag. So getting back over here, this is the Gemara says that this is a minhag. Originally, there was a din on our Torah that there's a nida and there's a zava. And the nida only needs 7 days, not shivin king, till the end of the week. Even if 6.5 days out of Riyah is done. And a zava is only if the Riyah was in the first 11 days following the 7 days. Yud alakim shibay nida la nida. And then only if you have 3 days in a row, 3 consecutive days, then she says zava gzala, then you need shivin king. And then the next stage, that's the din deraisa. Then the next stage was in the days of Rebbe, he made a takana basadis, where they weren't going to tell that you treat all the nashim as toyers. Like the Mishnah has an Erech, and the Mishnah who's a Tawa, she doesn't remember where she's holding, she has to go to home in all directions. So Rebbe made a takana that for those who are not so learned, it's too complicated to house Cheshvin. Rebbe takana let them always go to home in all directions. But that still doesn't lead to this Roy Sidisam Kahan, who said that, he reminded that was a meaning that they developed later, with the approval of the Chacham, the son, and certainly with the approval of the husband, but with the approval of the Chacham as well. And then even after, we thought that even after it was discovered, the whole process of Israel, then it became a machlek as the Ramban and the Ravid, whether it was elevated to the status of a Dinder Rabbanan. We thought that it's still not a Dinder Rabbanan, still only a minute. Still only a minute. In Yeridei, it's Negea to a certain issue in Summon that never comes up, but the Mana there, it's Negea to more. This issue is Negea to more. Augustine, the Chacham Berachah. As it should about this, sometimes the women who are unable to conceive, so when they go to the doctor, so they find out that it's because they have such a short cycle that they cannot go to mikveh. They cannot go to mikveh at the time that they're able to conceive. So the shaylah is they cannot go to mikveh because of the chumrah of the rabbanim, and I'm sorry, they could go to mikveh. So the shaylah is whether the chumrah of Rebbe's chumrah was included at Afilu B'Mokoyim, that is going to prevent the people from having tiribunim. So that's a serious shaila. How far do you go? But what Gutman has, what happens if it's a situation where it's not the Chumrah Rebbe? What if it's only the B'nai Yisrael Achliwa Al-Atma? If you have a rare instance like that, that the thing that prevents the woman from conceiving is not the Din D'Oraisa, it's not the Din D'Rabbanan even, it's only the Minig, but then it has rights in the Ramam that the Mokka Mitzvah, you can certainly violate Minig. So that's when he has a tshuva l'alach. Yeah, but that's it's not so often. Most of the time, the women do have a riyah 3 days in a row. So if Anisha has a riyah 3 days in a row, that's, then you need tshuva l'alachim, not only because of Anisha Tzorah, but you need that takonas ready. That's the most serious shayla. That's what Moshe has in his sefer, that's what the others discuss. That's already clearly a dim de rabbanon, so that's already a most serious shayla, whether the takona de rabbanon was instituted as filo b'mak and bitum, this is serious, really, to make the miserable for it. People miserable to make the couple miserable for the rest of their life if they can never have any children. That's a serious show. So this is what the Gemara considers a simple din. The bottom line is a simple din. You always need shimini. Except here the Rishonim have an interesting discussion. Taisus in the Hidra Rabbi Yoina asks it, but Taisus in the Gilah, this Gemara appears in the Gilah or something. So he asks a question, the wording that Taisus has is interesting. That called Taisus writes like this, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, chain the Raisa Tikkun. The Taisus wants to know, where in the world do you have a chain the Raisa? The woman has one leah. So you need Shivan Akiyam, it's not pattern after anything. Ishmael Rebbe Takana Rebbe says, you treat the Isha as if she forgot. Sometimes the women do forget, they don't know. So if the woman is not learned, she may not know what she's doing. So we treat them all as if they're tolos. You have to go look home in all directions. Maybe she's a neither, maybe she's a zola. But if you're talking about a case where it's only one people dumb, a cardinal, one dumb, so that, on the level of the right, so that's impossible that should be partial in the team. The patient's right to lotion. Where's called the picking up on the right to pick? Where's the chain to right? It's an interesting lotion because the Gemara says in the same says that this is not a corner of the when I tell Khmer Al Atam is only a mini. But Taisa still holds a mini goat has to be a chain to right. Since it's that you have a mini that we go have classes every Wednesday afternoon in the Mincha Meir. It doesn't correspond to anything living or dead. What do you mean you have a minute? A minute has to be based on something. A minute has to be a minute but thinking, like the Mother Abom said. Like Rav Moshe said, and the other person has to have the approval of Chachamim. It has to be based on something. That's what Taisus is. If it's not based on any thing, we are right to it. So what kind of a minute shtus? It's a chachmamish minute shtus. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah asks here. But the Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't ask you with that lashon. This lashon states in Taisus in Megillah. On his dot, where is this in the Gila? Chafet. And Chafet, where this Gemara appears, the Taisus writes like that. The Taisus writes one suggestion. It's a little complicated. That's the official answer in Yeridei is what Taisus writes there in the Gila. Since the Santa Rabbeinu Yonah here has a different suggestion. So he asks that. But the next page of Rabbeinu Yonah, he asks that. And then he asks another question. What is the lashon of Rav Zeira? This part of Rav Zeira is famous about it. Everybody thought, what does Rav Zeira say? Tipa zam chechardol. What does the word chechardol mean? That goes on the collar or it goes on the side? Chechardol is a mustard seed. Tipa zam,
I thought it would be collar, but it said zam chechardol. Tipa
zam
means the side.
Otherwise,
you
can't
say tipa.
That's Rav Zeira is mustard. Rav Zeira starts like this. If he means the collar, that is the collar of a chardol. The fact that Kasha, Pshita, Zachadin and Masechet, either that's a marriage. Tomei.
and no one knows what he's talking about. There is no such Himarim. Cardinal is not Maritana. The green, yellow, brown,
yellow.
Green and yellow, brown, he didn't have Maritana. The Mamachne, brown, whatever, it's a Chumrit. But Mikra didn't, that's called Damayorik. Damayorik means brown and yellow. Damayorik was a Machlokes HaTanoim. Akavit and Ahalala and HaChachonim, in the Mishnah and Eidit. Akavit and Ahalala held that brown, that's always the brown. That part of the body always has the excretion. There's always something, it's always very much, always something coming out. So the excretions that are any color other than red, or shachar, dark black, or being a problem also, so the brown and the yellow is not, Alfie Din is not considered the maradam. So Akavi ben Halal was machmir on that. And the Chachamim disagreed with him. The Eladama, Yorak means brown and yellow, doesn't count. And the Mishnah describes where they offered him the position to become the chief rabbi, and they said, but only on the condition that you have to change, we can't have a chief rabbi to all the women with a Mara Yorick. So he turned down the job. He says he cannot compromise his principles, because all the Dama Yorick is coming, so he lost his opportunity. But he knew that he was God's brother, Mishnah, but Santa Mishnah. And then the Mishnah describes the way on his deathbed he was about to die, so he told his son Kozman that I was alive and you were closest to Mike Stockin. So you had to follow Mike Stock to Dama Yorick, brown and yellow is coming. But now that I'm gonna die and the majority of opinion is against me, so you can't be able to, you don't follow my sheep. An interesting idea, because it's similar to what I'm talking about, an interesting idea. What does that mean? So this Rabbi Yehuda, that's right in there. Yeah, but if I learn by my father, whether it's the father's life, the father's dead, it's still my Rebbe. So I'm not the Gemara. Mishnah, what does it mean? So the Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Achreinim is on this Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, like, what does Abzera mean, Tita Tam Kehad? Is it referring to the color of the dam? State of the Favorish in the Mishnah neither that Chag was a Maratome. So that's right in there. No, there is no such Gemara. One doesn't say a word about Chag. And on our own, if you would ask us, we would say Chag was a Maratome. If it's green or brown or yellow, whatever color Chag was a pocket, it's not red. Chag is not red. So it's certainly a Maratome. So how does he say it's Maratome? So we don't know what he means. So he says, like you said, the word itself, Tita Zam, goes on the song. So then he says, and then Rabbeinu Yehuda says, that's also Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in the Talmud the Kol Shehu, that even a Mashehu Abdam makes the Yishu Tmeir. So what do you mean? So makes Yisrael Achmeir, that's part of the Chumar of Nezera. No, it's the Chamishnah that's been there, right? So then Rabbeinu Yehuda has another Kasha, and he knocks everything off with that. So he says, the other Kasha was, the Minig has to be based on something. It has to be a Kain. He doesn't use that lashon like Tosfos, but it has to be a Kain that writes it. No, we also have to correspond to something. So he says the minig, the insight of the minig is like this. When is it considered a riyas in the mitami the isha? See, Rabbeinu Yehuda over here it's not correct. It says on the top of page Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's Talmid Rabbeinu Yehuda. It's not written by the Rabbeinu Yehuda. So every so often there's a lashon that's very megumgem, and you can tell that it's all written fakir. So this is one of them. And this is after a couple of things that are mamish written fakir. Everything comes fakir from the Gemara. This chag was also mamish against the Gemara. So the Rabbeinu Yehuda here writes a little funny, but what he's driving at is the following. What is the definition of a riyaz dam? So the Mishnah says the nida, when the dam goes from the bayis achlimi into the bayis achim, it doesn't have to roll out of the body lagamre, even if it's still in the body, but it left the bayis achlimi into the bayis achim. That's also shayla, what point is that exactly, biologically, where is that? So the Chacham Sofer writes in the Tshuva, that's the way it's done given all the time. That's how Rabbi Tendler has in his official book. He has a picture of that part of the body in his book, Hadashi Modim, I think, and he writes like this one. So if he writes that it's outside of the cervix, when the dam goes from further in to past the point of the cervix, that's called from the Bayis Achim into the Bayis Achim. And others wanted to ding that with the Chacham Sofer, and they wanted to say that it's not so. So the Zalman wrote, I went to Tshuva 30 years ago, and no one. And now I'm used to be a publication that had dealt with modern contemporary shilas. But sometimes I had a dynasty that thinks that it's further in, whatever it is. But I call part of the Mishnah state the Farish when the dam goes from the Bayis Achlimi into the Bayis Achitz of some, when it crosses a certain point in the body, even before it. So what if a little dam came out on Sunday into the Bayis Achitz, a little dam came out on Monday, a little dam came out on Tuesday, Tuesday afternoon, all the dam comes out. So the Isha may not know about it until Tuesday, but there was Dham that came out Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so she really became the Yom Tzero. So this is highly unlikely that this is going to happen. If the Dham came to the Bayit HaPrim, the Bayit HaPrim, then the Dham is going to go right there. The Gemara in the beginning of Nida talks about a possibility that the Kishmei Beis HaRechem will hold the Dham back and it will come out later. It's not going to come 72 hours later. It's going to come within some reasonable time. So he says, yes, Dr. Abinyari, but that's what the Chumra was based on. That if the Isha has a Riyah Zahm, maybe we have the relationship that maybe a little Dham came out into the Bayit HaPrim from yesterday, and maybe a Mashu came out 2 days ago. So that's why the Raisa says Tibetan Kechayim. True, the Mishnah says. This is in the Raisa that an Isha is the time of the Kolshu. Yeah, the Kolshu, that is a Riyah today. That it's, but to say that a Kolshu was really three Mashuhuyim. And one Mashuhu came out 3 days ago in the Bayit HaPrim. One Mashuhu came out yesterday. And the third Mashuhu came out today. And today, everything came all the way out. They said, this is far-fetched. So that's what I've said. Look, that was the Raisa itself near Allah. That's the Kehim, the Raisa that it's patterned after. It's a hashash there, right? Maybe a mashu who came out every day. And even the whole thing that came out today is only a mashu the size of a chargol. So that's the chumra. Gabi chumra, maybe it came out in three different mashus on three different days. As I said, Tarsus, and that's not the official answer that's quoted in Yerodeya. In the beginning of Hilchos Nida, when they quote the Din of Ablere, the writer came and wanted to give a tam. What is the day time? So they give a different answer. The Tarsus has a different answer where it came there, right?
It's a far-fetched idea that they should be accessible.
And I mean, the one that Tyson says is also far-fetched. Yeah. The Tyson says came the right and the Gil is also far-fetched. I don't know. So the Gemara is this, Halacha Pesuka, this is nothing to
say. It can't be zoned, somebody
didn't say it. It doesn't have to, yes. The Gemara in Nida had the original book of Amazon, Rosh and Rosh, Takin, Hilchos Nida. The Gemara says if someone comes with a kesem to a chacham and it looks like a naratameh, if you leave it, the longer it stays, to the oxygen affected, that it looks redder, it looks darker. So it could even be that the Isha was tahara. When it came out of the goof, it was a maratahar. And it could be because she brought it to the chacham 2 days later. Sometimes they send it in the mail. So it could be that it developed into a maratameh later. Maybe it's not really true. So that's what the Gemara says. And the Tanimash and Ephraim, it's the original marker. If now it looks like it's a maratonei, and you don't know one way or the other, whether it changed, then you assume that that's the way it was when it came out. Yeah, Machanami, the whole thing is only a chumra. It's only a minute. It's still not a din de rabbanan. It's only a minute. It's a shver a minute. So the Abai gave this as a marshal of a halacha psuka. It's interesting that in the Rambam Siddur, the Rambam has that every morning when you have the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tzur, has a Musa Hatzila. If you go to Kafi Rashi, never about the Yisrael until it's a Dandei Tzrei, the Bracha, lots of Tzrei Tzrei, the Harim HaShem HaKeinu, Shabbat HaBan Kam, then you say, Recha HaShem Yishmeh, Chelot Vam Shem An Shir. And then you say, Bnei Tzrei Tzrei, one Rav there, Bnei Tzrei Tzrei Rav, Nafi Rav Tzrei 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 Abaye gave this as an example.
This is something with scholars, Shulanesh, is not speaking about going into
Yeah, by us, the whole thing doesn't apply. Yeah. We have so much, like we said, I can't tell you, we have so many Hakdamas when you get to Shulanesh. But still, that's the Rambam quotes that in the Nisr Hatzim.
Yeah. And the Halakha,
if you're
right after the
Shulanesh,
you do
then.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no halacha that you have to halacha psuka there. Halacha psuka is before you start davening. Yes, they have this before they start the bechas hashacha. Rav Amar, Rav gives a different marshal of a halacha psuka. Granted, this day may talk near a lot of machlekes in Rishonim about this. How far it goes, but it applies to your ledes. But there are other cases also. Whether your medrash has to wait Shimon HaKim or not. There are a lot of, in the Tzkufas HaRishonim, they had big, the Rambam makes fun of the others, and they held like this, and they held that in front of the table, and the other day they had a lot of machlekes, and so there's a lot of that's not so cautious, this, So apparently the Gemara Gemara, that was considered a very elementary din that solved all the problems. It simplified everything. And Rambam gives a different marshal. Rambam's marshal was also, not so glad. Rav Amar, I'll give you a different marshal. So the Rav Oshia, Dham Rav Oshia, simple din, no machlokes, and it's easy to understand. Marim, Madam Al-Fuasai, Sabin is that whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayv in Trumas HaMashis, whether it's fruit or vegetables or grain, you have to be Machash Trumas HaMashis. But min HaTorah, the only time one is obligated to be Machash Trumas HaMashis is if you had, number one, Meiruach. Meiruach means that you have removed all of the tzolot from the Yochel. And then, not only that, most of the Shem say that I think they say the Rama holds that too. Meiruach just means you did Borei Yochel Mitech service on Friday. And Rashi always says no. He piled it up on the Grey Runner, he made it in a pile, the half is barakas, and he smoothed off the top of the pile. A very neat pile. You need three parts. That it should be called Meiruach, you have to have Borei Yochel Mitech service. Number two, that he piled it up in a pile. And number three, it's a neat pile. He smoothed off the surface. And after you do the Meiruach, you have to have in this order. First you do Meiruach, then you do Riyas Tanei Abayis. You bring it into the house. And these both conditions, that's the only kind of chayv in Trumas HaMashis in HaTorah. And these two conditions that you need first Meiruach and then Riyas Tanei Abayis, I love that from Pesukim. Rabbi Eliyahu quotes all the Pesukim. The pasuk that indicates that you have to have Meiruach is the Sedrash is the Gospel. And the word Dogon doesn't only mean Dogon Tirish Yitzah. So the word Dogon means grain and Tirish means wine. And the Yitzah means oil, olive oil. So the word Dogon has an added connotation. Not the grit. Now, I said that's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, of all places, and one Bava Metzia is after his head. So the Gemara learns that in the Pasuk. Where's the Pasuk coming up? No. It says, I forgot. But you need Dr. Rias Panabai. So the din is that it has to be in that order. You have to have first Meiruach, and then you have to have the Rias Panabai. What happens, Raposhi has, what happens if a person will bring his tzvuah with the most? The most means with the tzvuah. He doesn't clean it out, doesn't bother to separate the tzvuah from the yarkos. He never did a miruach, and he brings it into the bayis. Machnisa, the techa bayis. So he first did bias in the bayis, and then he's going to do the miruach later. So if he does it in the wrong order, it's not chayv in shulmas amayis, it's not very wrong. So what's the difference if you're not chayv in shulmas amayis? You're not chayv at all. So the Mishnayis have known that even if it's not chayv in atayro, but still the Rabbanon, you're forbidden to eat it, achilas kevra. Achilas haroi is mutter. Even with the Rabbanon, you're not saying really, even Achilas Kevah is Musa, until you have first the Ruach and then you have to have it. But with the Rabbanon, they said, you're not permitted to eat the Tzvuah, Achilas Kevah, even if it's not Chayim and Atari. But Achilas Atari, they never even asked him the Rabbanon. So Rashi, and all the Mishnayim here quotes from the Mishnayis and Shumis, and Beya, two places in the Mishnayis, that Achilas Beim, even if the animal eats a ton of the food, that's called Achilas Atari. That's not called Achilas Kevah. The only time it's called Achilas Kevah is Achilas Adam, that the person is eating the Kriyas. The Kriyas either means it eats a lot of it, or there are various things that are called Achilas Shnaf. Let's say Shabbos Kavat, even if you just have a little nibble on Shabbos, so the Gemara says in Beit, the Shabbos Kavat for a mind, so that's called Achilas Kevah. Or if you salt it, the Melech is Kavah, or if you cook it, the Bishul is Kavah, or Mekach is Kavah, by order from the Yes, not right Achilas Adam, it's not Chavah Shabbos and Raisin, it's Rach. The only thing that a chayv in shulmas amayis is a roi lach yivasot. The Gemara says that boxer is only chayv in shulmas amayis is mid the rabbanon. So the Rambam says it's not roi lach yivasot. Who eats boxer? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says no, boxer is not normal. What are you talking? The Rambam says no, because boxer is teret to ilah. You're not teret to ilah or mid the rabbanon. Yeah.
But
they ate grass also. The Jews were running away from the Nazis. They ate grass.
They ate boxer.
Yeah. So that's what Raboshi is talking about such a case. If you would have had first Niruach and then Yes and Bias, then it would become a cleave of Shulmas Maishas Menatayra, then you're not even permitted to eat Achilas Haroi. That's what's in Menatayra, that's Teva. But if first you do the Yes and Bias, if you do the Achnos and Bias, the most Shabbat, but you still have the Solus mixed in, even if he goes to the Mikvah later, he will not be chayiv min atayir when shuvah to mitzvah. It's not mitzvah of Ramon. It's still a mitzvah of Achilas Keva. But to see it to the payment, that's okay, because if he gets the payment, he eats a ton of food. Achilas Keva is always called Achilas Keva. So that's the matter of Raboshia. Simple, then, not so complicated for the Raboshia.
Yes.
Not so complicated for people who are familiar with eating runners. Mare Marim Atvoah, so you're permitted to do this act of Baharama. When it's permitted to do this, Harama means to do a legal fiction, to do a dreidel in order to avoid one of the dinim of the Torah. You're permitted to do this activity, to do first bias in Abayis, and then to do the Mimuah, to then you say, hey, behem to Achelez, uksura min ha-marisa.
Why did you think I'm a Musa from the Torah was a Lashmi Gidi or by
Simple thing, but this is the...
Why do you have to give a later?
Later on, yes.
I know.
What do you think is a strange thing?
Yeah.
It's only easier than
right. No
favor.
No,
hear this, Kimar Rabashi.
Yes,
Even if the false game, let's watch it be back later.
No,
I don't know. I'm not sure. The Tesis in the Nachias has a discussion with the famous Tesis of Rabbi Samar Zayin in the Bay, Derek of Ishmael, has a Machlokes of Tavishayim regarding this din of Rabosha. Some of them say that when you have this Chumra Midi Rabbanon, that you're not permitted to eat Achilas Keva Midi Rabbanon. That's only, let's say, if you had Miruach and you didn't yet do Riyas Pnei Abayis. What if you did Riyas Pnei Abayis first? Then it'll never come the day of the arrival. Unless you'll take it out of the bite and bring it back in to the patient one day, it's still not going to help. It'll never come the day of the arrival. The patient quotes one sheet of him. Prime, I think, where he says, based on his more there and others, that if you first do Riyas Pnei Abayis, Achnosel will say Abayis, it'll never become Lechuyas and Tevel Deraisa, so there isn't even a Nisha de Rabbanon of eating Achilas Keva. So he acts against the Sopta. Why does Rav Oshia say? But you're permitted to do this dreidel, kadesh tzeh, ben toch helles. You can eat it yourself. You should say, Marim olam atos machnit in the most shalom. Aril oda mut alech al achilas keva. In the beginning of the Rashi, you know, the regular Mishayim, you say that this dreidel will only help if you invert the order. You first do yes and abayis and then you ruach, so there'll never be tevel deraita, but they'll still have the din of tevel mit rabbonim, there is something achilas keva. So why did you say that, kadesh tzeh, ben toch helles? If this Shita in the Rishayim that the Rabbeinu Eshlein claims that whenever the Tevel can ever become Tevel Deraita, there isn't a Chumra Bachir Sheva, but he can't send him on the Daf Kodesh. The Rabbeinu Eshlein says, no, it doesn't mean that. This is the terrors that the fellow tells the neighbors. The neighbors say, what is he crazy? What is he bringing into the house before he does the Miruah? All the other farmers heard the Miruah and then Yisrael dies. This guy obviously is just doing a dreidel. He doesn't want to be mocked as true and delightful. They're going to make fun of him. That's terrible. Why don't you want to do it the normal way? So therefore, first you do the miruach outside with the wind. You separate the echo from the service by throwing it up and the service flies away and the echo falls down, the echo is there. So why don't you do first the miruach and then do the miruach nearby? So the farmer is giving this terrace. This is the amaswa, the terrace that he sets for his activities. Because I'm not trying to use any bread, I'm not trying to cheat. Because I'm not interested, I'm just interested in feeding it to the behemoth. But the behemoth is the cloud. If only I feel it's right to the behemoth, there's no need to be mafish. So this is the excuse that he gives the neighbors by being mishari. But strictly speaking, once you do this behemoth, then it's even mutlaq for achilas sodom, even achilas keva, because it's not there the rabba. So that's the one sheet in mishan. Most of the Shams don't hold like that. Most of the Shams say there is an issue to Rabban and Achilas Keva, but Achilas Deim is Achilas Haroi, and that's Mutta. I remember the Rabban's father, the Bekasha, called the Tikka Rabban and came to Raisa Tikka. You have the Moshul, you have Dosa Bechol of the Raisa, and you have Dosa Bechol of the Rabban. Chicken and milk is Dosa Bechol of the Rabban. And flesh that's cooked in milk is Dosa Bechol of the Raisa. You have chela, then you have chela of the right, and then you have chela of the rabbon, and you have gin on usher of the right, and then you have shum of the gin, and also the rabbon. You have a lot of these things like that. They have an issue of the right, and then in the rabbon, they answer a lot of other things. So do you ever find that also the chol of the rabbon, and shum of the gin, and chela of the rabbon, and dam shabishwa? Do you ever find anywhere that it's only also achilas kev, or mutter achilas haroi? It doesn't make any sense. Where in the world did they come up? Where did they pick up the time? Wasn't the idea that ever the right is usher? If you did first New York, maybe it's not by the Tevel. Tevel is Tevel, it's also by Achilah, like one more call of Achilah. Talk about it. But it's Yoni, the Meiruach, and you didn't do the Eshnei Abayis, or you didn't even do Meiruach, whatever the case is. Then it's also the Rabban on Achila Saroi. Also the Rabban, Achila Saroi. And Mutter Achila Saroi. Manusha, he's a devil, so it's also the Rabban, if it's not devil, not devil. Where do you find such a mud and compromise? So also a very Chicanonite, well, and he said it to us, and then years later he found that the Rambam says that. The Rambam in the Jewish on the Shrine is on Shulis. That the Midrash Rabbah points out. So that's already, if you read the Rambam, you may not have noticed it. If the Rambam already said it on his own, because then we realize that's what it said in the Rambam. It says the Issa Derais, Avada, Kovat Sikabon, Shem Derais, and Sikabon. The Issa Derais is only Achilas Kevah. This Gufa Dachan Pashtay, what kind of image is that the temple was only asked about Achilas, your first time when you were in the Rias Nehabayas? What do those conditions represent? So he said, hey, hang on, fun, that's exactly it. If you eat food before Meruach, or even after Meruach, before the Eshnei Abayis, even if you eat a ton of food, that's what we call Achilas Arayis. Which is sugar there is, but to eat food in the field before the Eshnei Abayis. So who eats it when it's in the house without having Meruach? The normal, the Midrash Rabbah, they do Meruach on the farm outside, then you do the Eshnei Abayis, and then you sit down and you start eating. So if you have Meruach and the Eshnei Abayis, anything you're going to eat, definition is that if you eat a lot of this, that's called Achilas Kevah. If you cooked it, it's Achilas Kevah. If you sold it, it's Achilas Kevah. If you sold it, it's Achilas Kevah. And if you want to say that all the things that are Kevah, they're called Achilas Kevah. But that is the Gerah Adin Derayis. This is the right news. Not to eat Kevah, Achilas Kevah. Table it is from before. When you detach it from the ground, it's already table. It doesn't only become table just to be Ruach and Yetzin Abayi. Zohar Raya. Zohar Raya, the Gemara says, if your mouth is chewing the mice, it's Vishibolim. Vishibolim means you didn't even do the Shroyer Reuch and Mitech Hatzol. You didn't even separate the Tzavos yet. You didn't even do the first step of Ruach. Ruach has three steps, he said. You do the Breyer, separating the Reuch from the Tzavos. Then you pile it up to Omer Geron, you pile it up in a pile. And then you mouth is Barach, and you straighten out the shoes out the top. That's around you, three parts. So the Gemara says in different places, and Tzach and Minish Shabbos in different places, if your mouth is chewing the mice, it's Vishibolim, before you even did the first step, it will be chal. And he's talking, how come it's chal? I say, I'm not a Jew with the mice, I'm from Russia. I'm not a Jew on water. Asaph. You say, how are you not a Jew on shore? On shore. What do you mean? I'm not a Jew. Nothing is chal. You're not a Jew, it's not chal. So what do you mean over here? What kind of a din is this? If you're mafish, although you're not obligated to be mafish until the last day of the Ruach, and you're asking about it, but if you want mafish, it's called what? You're not mafish men on their luck, mafish men at heaven. So the answer is no. It is tevel. The minute you detach it from the ground, it's already tevel. The only thing is, the only time one is prohibited to eat tevel is after that tevel. So there's no use of their eyes to eat it unless you first do Meruach and then do this rabbi. So whatever you eat later will be called Achilas Kevah. Whatever you eat before is called Achilas Kevah. And the Rabbanon, they take this called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Shema Raita Tikkun. Except that they made a whole list of Chumash with the Rabbanon, but these cases are also called Achilas Kevah. No, the whole use of their eyes is only if you eat an Achilas Kevah. That means you have to Meruach and you have to have eyes. You have to eat an Achilas Kevah. Some of the Rabbanim, they were just not. Some of the Rabbanim, they added on additional cases that are also called Achilas Kevah. The Rabbi gives this as a marshal of a halakha psukha. It's a simple deal. But the Rabbi, though he's saying that if you want to, you can give another case of a simple, obvious halakha that's not complicated and doesn't have any kashas, and right away Rashi says, there's kashas on this. No, Dam Rabune, the following thing. Dam Rabune, Dam Rabbi Zeire, I make his dam, the Nehra Skotchim. Also, by not relevant, but whatever belongs to Hegdish. Whatever belongs to Hegdish is within us, we eat lot. What's within us, we eat lot? The Nehra Pot Communion, we live in Israel to be mild to Hegdish. And then what did he have? The first one I had, and he was made a man of Hegdish, so then there's a penalty that he has to give Kermit Chodesh. He has to bring Hashem the Eloi, if he violated it, the Shegi, if he violated the Eloi, the Shegi. So the Mishnah says in the Eloi,
that there's no Ne'ilah B'dam. Let's say you brought a carpet in the Beit HaMikdash, and not only is there a din of Ne'ilah on the Guf HaBehemah, there's a din of Ne'ilah on the Dam of the Behemah. There should have been a din of Ne'ilah on the Dam of the Behemah also. What happened to Mishach to carpet and he's already to Dam on the Nizbeah? So today, Nasis Mitzvotai. But the Gemara has a cloud in different places in Shas called the Eloch HaDavish and Nasis Mitzvotai. Who may all enjoy the whole Eastern Ne'ilah is only called Manshaleh Nasis Mitzvotai. Let's say somebody brought a carpet in the Mizbeah, and they burnt the Chelev on the Mizbeah, and they turned into ashes already. So there's nothing more left to do, so there's no longer any Eastern Ne'ilah on the ashes. So let's say you have Chelev that didn't yet burn the ashes, that's Eloch HaDavish Mitzvotai. So there's a din of Ne'ilah on that. And the Chelev is a din of Ne'ilah. So what about the dam that they already reserved the dam on the Mizbeah? The Eloch HaDavish should access this process. Well, no, that's a mission. There's no din of Ne'ilah. There's no din of Ne'ilah on the dam. So comes Rav Zeir and he says, I'm Rav Ne'ilah, Ben-Mezvah, Mamur. And then does the Mishnah say that there's no din of Ne'ilah on dam? And he won't learn that from the Pasuk. This din. Eloch HaDavish should not be taught. The Mamur is learning that from the Pasuk. And it says, Marina Pasuk Lechem. It says, you're not permitted to eat dam. Chayv of a dam. The dam is only given, the dam of the carbon is only for the purpose of kapara, to be very kind of mizbeach, to acquire kima mitzvah atonement, and it's not for purposes of ne'ilah. So that's the mokka, so that din, again, the chazal shenatis mitzvah to yimayim, but he comes up there and says, that's only, if the shech of the carbon can mitzvah to yimayim, and then resort to Dom. What if you make his Dom? The animal is sick, and the animal doctor felt that he wants to shtel bunkus, and he wants to take out a little dump of the baby to ease the baby's nerves or whatever. What do you use the shtel bunkus for? I don't know. To make the baby feel healthier. To make the baby. Normally, there'll be an issue to be making his Dom. Let's say it's found to be mazik of Ahmed Kachin, his also, but he's doing the service of Ahmed. He wants to heal the animal from whatever sickness it has. So if you make his dam, if you do have kachin dam, mechai, this is not the dam that comes out of the Shah Shkita. This dam is not kachin, the zika, gabi, and it's there. So this is dam, he cannot darsh in the process, one in the path of Ruchem, on the path of Ruchem, a chapan the path of Ruchem, so that's what he says, I make his dam, the Bema Kachim. Right, he does it, he tells us the Bema, but that's when there's no Easter, magic the Bema, there's no Easter Ne'ila, he's doing the same thing. The Bema Shaila says, that Dhamma came out, would you say that this is Easter? So that's Dhamma Taitish, you're not allowed to be Nehra. What if you would be Nehra, would you be in violation of the Fulgur of Ne'ila? You have to give care of the Chaimish and bring the Asham. He says, yes. When the Mishnah says there's no Ne'ila, the Dam, Kachim, that's only the Dam that came out of the Shchita. Because that Dam is, I didn't say it over fully correctly. I said it to Kitsa. I said, after you Yazar, the Dam on the Mizrach, it's any Nazis Mitzotzai, they look at the Mishnah Nazis Mitzotzai, more than what? That's the more than that, the mother's cooking. This Pasuk, I and I was Makabal Adam, I wasn't yet Zarek the Dam. The Rishonim don't explain it, but that's what it means. If you're ready with Zarek the Dam, and this topic is a different thing. When I shech the carbon to the Mitzvotzai, and the Dam is evidently Zarek HaGabi HaMitzvah, so that also doesn't have the din of Ne'ilah. But if I would make the Dam, that Dam is not kosher to be Zarek HaGabi HaMitzvah, only the Dam Shana Shana Yotzeh Bav Shah Shrika is there. So that Dam has a regular din of Ne'ilah Dereisah. Also, if I know, Umarim, but the regular din of Ne'ilah.
Over any other part that you cut out from the Bahama, even the Tolosso,
So that's the real din of Ne'ilah on the Dam.
So these are the two aces, the Mishnah and the Braisa made two different aces. How does a person put himself in the right mood before he daven Shemoneh Esrei? The Mishnah says he should become serious, like Kavod Rosh, put yourself in a state of Kavod Rosh. The Braisa said put yourself in a cheerful mood, a little different, put yourself in a, not a kibbutzing mood, not a joking mood, but a cheerful mood by saying that Dvar HaLacha is not too complicated, shouldn't be coming to Machlek, it should be an easy thing, but it should be a HaLacha Pesuk, it shouldn't be Tarech. Which advice should one follow? So the Gemara says there were different traditions. Rabban and Abdi came out. These are the Talmidim in the Yeshiva of Rabashi followed the Mishnah. And Rabashi himself, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Kibraith, he only used to say Allah Chapsuka before Dhamma. And the Talmidim didn't. The Talmidim did not learn as well as he did. Everything was Shvetzer. They weren't so sure everything would be in the middle. The Mishnah Taita says in Kiddushin, Mark comments that the din of Talmud Torah requires that the Yom Shalosh Rav Mishnayos Shlish the Mikros Shlish the Mishnah Shlish the Talmud. That a person should try every day to learn a little bit Tanakh and a little bit of Mishnayos Halacha Lamaisa, Mishnayos Nid Halacha Lamaisa, a little bit of Kulkula Shoteru. The Taisis has a machlokes with the Rambam, what that means. The Rambam on the page, what it means is you should apportion your time in three. The Rambam says you go to the rest of you have to work for a living, so never can only have 9 hours to learn. The Rambam talking about the Bangladesh, you have to go to work, so never before I only have 9 hours to learn. You have to divide it out at 9 hours into three parts, so 3 hours of the 9 hours you have to spend on the Bangladesh. And then 3 hours you should learn Mishnah Brewer, Kitzur Shevarach, Chayav, Halacha Lamaise, what the Gemara calls Mishnah. 3 hours you should not try to do Talmud to understand the Dina. The end and the other. You should learn Dina Halacha. That's to a foolish person to spend that. And Taisus disagrees. Taisus quotes in the Gainem that Yishav Hashem Mishnah doesn't mean you should divide your 9 hours into three parts. Atiyetik is one. You should learn 2 minutes Tanakh, 2 minutes Halacha Lamaise, whichever one you enjoy most. Every day you have to spend a little time. Since I'll give you 9 hours. I don't know how long they're probably about to learn. Since I'll give such numbers. But let's say a person has a few hours to learn every day. The person, Shalom Shalom Shalom, means every day has to be covered, eat a little bit in Tanakh, and a little bit in Mahdi Kedra, whatever, and a little bit in Halakha L'Maisa, and at least a little bit in Talmud. Now, but he has a few hours to learn. So the bulk of the time you should spend learning whatever Mashali Bachafei. So you can have, let's say, 2.5 hours I'll spend learning Tanakh, and 15 minutes I'll spend learning Mishnah, and 15 minutes I'll spend learning Gemara. Or if I enjoy Gemara more, for 2.5 hours every day I'll learn Gemara, and 15 minutes Tanakh, or Mabu Kedah, and 15 minutes Mishnah. All that it doesn't mean Shalish means one third. You have to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, and then you're free to do whatever you want the rest of the day. The Taisus in Kiddushin at the end of the first half quotes from the Gainim, that's why the Gainim were the ones who instituted this in the Siddur, that's why they instituted that right after one recites the Birchas HaTorah, they say, Yilecha Hashem Yishmerecha, you say, read Sukkim, and you go to for the day, your Chumash, your whole Tanakh, your Yerzeh, and then you say, there's the requirement that you go to your Mishnah for the day, that's it, and then you said the Brayta of the Shema, you go to your Talmud for the day, and now you're free to learn the rest of the day. You're free to learn whatever you would prefer to learn. Either Mikra Talmud or Anyanshif or Mishnah for Shema, whatever you want. That's the sense of it. And then the Mishnah is right on. You have a drama at that. Why did we take, you don't come, you take the Mishnah's
daughter?
They said because there's no hot righteousness. Because there's no hot righteousness.
So why did they
take,
like,
one day during Pahlut? There's no hot righteousness. Yeah, I don't know. That's what it is. There's so many dinim in Mishnah, so many psukim. Why did they take these strange dinim? That means, like he says, even these are halachas.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's possible. I'll get a little bit different. I'll get a little contradicted. Kavod Rosh needs to be in a serious mood. This needs to be in a happy mood, not a jovial mood. Not a jovial mood, but to be in a happy mood. It says it's for Halacha. For Halacha, we have a Shmi Kavod Halacha. We say this. Yes, it's a different thing, a little different
what's the purpose of
the Erech HaKol Torah, the last part of the Erech HaKol Torah, which is the 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 Torah, which is the
right before the specific group. We usually try to recite a little bit, but immediately you have to sing the Birkat Hashem. But to rely on the scriptures in the list later. You have to sing right after the Birkat Hashem. That was a fact in old meetings, that they used to say Birkat Hashem after the Kaddish Shem for the Rabbi. Many communities, they still do like that. The Kaddish Shem for the Rabbi. And then before you get to say another thing, and then it says the Birkat Hashem, you have to sing the Shemacha, and it's on Shem and Shem, and then it's on Shem. Those people who, when they wake up in the morning, right away they're thinking, learning.
There are lots of people in the world.
They have to say, there's a lot of people who say, right away, Birkat Hashem. Whether they should have recited Birkat Hashem before they even think of it. But if you have people who are not thinking, they're not dreaming of learning, they're not thinking of learning, so they can say Birkat Hashem after Hanukkah Shishim Chodei Rabin, before they start the Ramadan. Also, you mean, why do you need twice? Why do you need Eilu Zoran Shem and Shia? I think so, yes. Why do we need it twice? Why do you need the Zoran Shem and the Zoran Shem? I don't know. I think Tosfos did mention that. Tosfos certainly did like that. That the Mishnah and the Brisa of Eilu Zoran Shem and Shia is also for the purpose of Mishal Shem and Shia. Let's see what this says. The son of Avon. The Gemara continues. In learning the Hispala, learning the Chatzvus, a person should not be in a sad state when he starts to daven. He's not going to be concentrating on a daven. He's going to be worrying about his aggravation. Learning the Chatzvus shouldn't be in a lazy state. Learning the Chok, you shouldn't be in a too happy state. Learning the Chok, you shouldn't be in a too happy state. Learning the Chok, you shouldn't be in a too happy state. Learning the Chok, you shouldn't be in a too happy state. Learning the Chok, you shouldn't be in a too happy state. Learning the to be in a cheerful state of mind, but not too jovial. Yes. Yeah. 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 That's not the same as more aligned along the lines of Allah Hatsuf. More along those lines. What you say that? What's the difference between them? I don't know. Hello, you talked about the Mechaber when friends are leaving each other.
Yeah, no time. Soon you have to tell them, you just got through with a business day.
Then we say Asher. Yes. That's the Tiger Duration. That's not a lot of stuff. That's the Simcha Shalom. We say Asher. That's what we say Asher. We don't see this. Hello, you talked about them. They all quoted Lalah, yeah? I don't know. So I thought it's a little contradictory. I don't know. I thought they all agree on the first half of this writing. You're not allowed to dive in, Mitzah, Hatzlus, Hatzlus, Quake, etc. But then the punchline is either A or B. Either Quoted Rosh is one mood, or Simcha Shal Mitzvah with Halach of Sukkah. This is, I think, more or less the same. One mood or the other. Yeah. When people are leaving, departing from each other, you shouldn't say a joke. You shouldn't keep it to that. Lam tzav sichu, lam tzav kot, lam tzav kal tzosh, lam tzav lam tzav. El mitzayich, if it's the chayim, it should feel right the same as before. Like you say, mitzach tzishin chasim chashon mitzvah should say. That's what the Hagor Sagor writes. It shouldn't say Zbar Allah, it should say, el mitzayich sim chashon mitzvah. Unless one of the soul is Zbar Allah is a way to fulfill the din of sim chashon mitzvah.
Okay. Then
you learn it by Yaakov in the Yosef,
right?
That's the most Egwaruka. Yeah, yeah. Shem HaTzim HaBidavim HaRishon, Shem HaTzim 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 HaTzim
That's the same thing. You should eat with the Tabar Halacha. The Tabar Halacha does not mean a din. He didn't eat certain something as din. Tabar Halacha is just a pattern of rice. So then she goes on, she came and seen them, and hear her shen. That's what they left, the they tell her, almost left you with, for the future, Shlach and Tanchumi.
Tanchumi is the future,
right. And then he goes on to say, I'll give her up, and then he'll be prepared, and he'll say, I'll show up, and we'll leave from my institution, because we'll tell you why you had to take that time to be separate. So you have the right.
Yeah, that very important, I think. Mark tells a story about the two Chachamim who were leaving each other, and Zichtum says Dvar HaLocha, and he tells them a Dvar HaGodah. What kind of Dvar HaLocha is that? So you see that Dvar HaLocha does mean Dvar HaLocha. The only question is, what is this, the verse that he told them, how is that the Hanhaga Sachaim? It's also a little unclear. How is that Hanhaga Sachaim that he told them? They write the Talmidim who learned in Valojin all say that they learned there for 2 years, for 5 years, for 6 years ago. Bishbechayra Chaim Valojina, and later when his son of Himal was the Rashi, and later when the Nesiv was, the practices they learned there for years, and after learning for many years, and they would be about to leave, then the Rashi Shiva would speak to them for several hours. The day that they would leave, they would speak for several hours to give them Hadracha, how to fear a rabbanus, how to be menial of the yeshiva and so on. All the time that they were there, they'd give muskud in general, they wouldn't give hadracha until the very end. And maybe that's how they understood this gemara. Bar halacha, it's a little difficult. Bar halacha means halacha, halicha. Could be. Not only the gears that they don't go under, there have been many quotes, different gears, it's a shnerig gemara. So the Gemara quotes the chen part of Mary, either yeah the chen or not the chen. We shouldn't discuss it. The chen is the same thing as before, different. Part of Mary, bar great, the Rabuna, the grandson of Rabuna, great, the Rabuna, bar Abba. Another bride. How does this bride say? Part of what Machaber himself about Rosh Mitzvah Kafzach Reu. First it does. Why Mitzvah Kafzach Reu? So the classical Mepharshim, the Aliyah Gevurah, as they say, I'll be Pshutay. Because Halacha is that if you heard a Dvar HaLacha from a person, you have to say Bishnei Mamroi. And it says in there's a Medrash that says when you say over a Dvar HaLacha in the name of a person, you have to visualize as if the Bala Medrash is in front of you. And telling you over the HaLacha. So that's what it means, the Tzach HaSachar. You're going to have to say over his name, you have to conjure up in your mind an image of the Bala Medrash who said the word. That's how they say, that's how the Bel says, the Chen have like them, so kach zachre. And then he more quotes the story, it's not the Shver, 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 Could be.
You move to the second of the issue, so you have to make up all the other things you learn on the Alokhi, so you learn our Buddha. So he said that Dvar HaLocha can be no far both.
I want his also Dvar HaLocha. Could be. The one cuts the famous story, the Rav Kahana, Al Diyele Rav Simi Barashi, he was Malav, one cotton was Malav, he was walking on the road with another one, from one place to another, and he pulled the Hara from that area, Ad Beit Simi, to the Bohol, to another spot. He must be Lahasam, they were going to depart from each other, so he's going to say goodbye. Amalei, Mahar, Vada Di Amrin, she once said to the other, what do you say the word that people say, that these trees, Amitini Yosef de Bavel, the Bavel says that these trees are so ancient, that they look to their mamish thousands of years old, this name, the other Marish and the other Ashpa, can it be the word that people say that these trees are here from Sheshes Medeshes? Amalei, he responded, no, that's not the way people say, that's not accurate. I'll try to know to the Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Hanina. He just reminded me of a word of another Chacham, Don Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Hanina. My deceit, what's tight in the Pasuk? There is a Shalom of Ba'ish, Lo Yashav Adam Sham, no man's land. So why does the Pasuk use a Lashon? No human being ever passed through there, and no person ever sat there. If no one ever walked by, so if I say, no one ever sat. You can have an area where people did walk through, and that, but you can't sit if they didn't walk by. And the line of the Tatsik means, Layashav Adam Sham means that all the Marisha was never going there, that it should be a Malkam Yishuv.
That's what the Taisha is in the Pasuk. Chalev shegadol alei adam harishon liyishuv was nisyashuv. Chalev shalai gadol alei adam harishon liyishuv was nisyashuv. So that's what he corrected. That's what people mean to say that these trees are here from Sheikhis Meberesh. Doesn't mean that these trees physically are here. It means in Sheikhis Meberesh it will be determined by adam harishon which areas will be populated and which areas will be foreign and where they're going to be midbaris. So these trees were nitzar that they should be here in the days of adam harishon. So that sounds really more. That was the mitzvah Dvar Allah that he said over. Sashver Abbas, how is that a Dvar Allah? So that's what Akhrenim have difficulty with. And there, Agav, the Gemara mentioned that one Chacham was Malava, the other such a distance from Tumna Hare until Beit Nisa the bubble. Sounds like it's a long distance. The Gemara in Masechet Seifa talks about the Hashidus of being Malava people. The person says, "Aita Eishel b'der Shava." So the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was Nekayim Eishel. Eishel is Rashi says, "Achinu Levia." The Zavta, "Achinu Levia." But the Gemara in Rashi doesn't say that Achinu Shtiya and then Levia. If he gave them seed, he would walk with them on the way, part of the way, to give them a comfortable feeling. And the Gemara has a whole discussion there. In the end of Sota, when you bring an egg la'rufa, carry egg la'rufa, and bring an egg la'rufa, to the bed and say, "Yodena la'shavta sadama z'nenelera, we didn't kill a guy, Akashtetna didn't kill a guy." He talks about the bed and Hashem said, "Amen, hello," the Mishnah says, "Shalabali yodena fatanel for the mother of the Lord of Israel." Even if he gives food to the poor men, but you're not malada him on the highway, to walk with him part of the way, to give him a secure feeling and a comfortable feeling, so forth, akilu yodena shavku sadama z'nenelera. And the Gemara there, and that Mishnah in Eklai Musa has all our riches about the importance of Levia. The Gemara says, Kaifim al Levia, just like you Kaifim al Azdaka, so you Kaifim al Levia. If you gave the man $100, a Shnora came to the bed, gave money, and then he wants to go walk to another community, you're Mechuyif to go walk with him, and if you refuse to, the Bezim will force you to be Malavim. Kaifim al Levia. So the original Melchad Adina, you Kaifim al Azdaka, has been Kaifim al Levia. So that's what the Gemara here is quoting these stories. But the first Kaifim was Malavim, that's where it is, here. So it's a member of the base, the first story it is. That's in the context of that discussion about the Levia. And the second story is also, one Kaifim was Malavim, another one also, for quite a distance. Ramachai Alviyeh Rabsini Barashi, he walked with him on the highway, Ramhagrunya all the way beyond Beikiti, apparently quite a distance. Amilah, another version is even further, as they do. But even kind of the Dina Bozini. Okay.
The
truth of that is
not to be
allowed in Balotanis, no? Yeah. Mara speaks more than Balotanis. Mara says that Talmud to a Rav is so much, a lot, a Rebbe to a Talmud is less. There's different degrees of Bozini. In Europe, when the Rebbe used to go on a trip, Talmidim would walk with them quite a distance. At Talmud, the Hanukkah Rebbe used to always tell other friends the way as a child they would walk with the Stolen Chassid. They used to walk with the Stolen Rebbe, it sounded like it was 4 miles. They would walk deep into the woods, apparently the train station was. They would sing a special Yigin as they would be allowed with the Stolen Rebbe. But they did it by other Rebbe's also. Talmidim was not only Rebbe, by Mishnagim also. They would walk by late the Rebbe. Talmud has been allowed to Rebbe, not all the way to the other city, but almost halfway there.
Yeah.
Rebbe Malavad Malkus. Okay. The next year is a new the beginning of Pasha, this week is Pasha's time story, so the woman says the way Avraham Avinu spent so much money to buy the Marathon Achela in order to bury his life and the Kovadik and Kevin Yisroel. He did a Bachai to Kledishta and the Kras Farah Kledishta and even the Chabad al-Acham Oysa, but even to spend so much money. So in Pasha's Vayichi, we read the way Yaakov Avinu was about to die, and he pleads with his son Yosef that if he dies, they should take him to bury him in Marathon Achela. And then he has to parenthesis with us when his mother, Rachel, dies, and he didn't bother to bring her to bury Marathon Achela. He buried on the highway. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, and I know that you have a Shtikal Talumus against me. Why I buried her in Chutzlar, why I didn't bother to bury her in Eretz Yisrael. So he says,
take my work here, it was Alpia Dibur, that is my own Aisal, I would have spoken better than there. Alpia Dibur, that's in the future, it's going to be good for Kali Yisrael, and when he's going to go into the Zolus after the Purim Bayis Mishkan, and he'll be traveling on that highway, so they'll clear the bike here to Rachel, and Rachel will daven, and Rachel will cry, Rachel will daven, Rachel will daven, Rachel will daven, and the Devanish on the land to her friends, and the Shabbat on the group, that's the Rashi quotes in the Medrash. So the Ramban there asks Khan Rashi, that's kind of a Rashi, Kevin Rachel is an Eretz Yisrael. But the word thank you is not part of Eretz Yisrael. No, they didn't give it back yet. It's still part of Eretz Yisrael. And that kind of a lesson is that, he didn't bother, that's what Rashi has, he didn't bother to bury his wife Rachel at Eretz Yisrael, the way he was Eretz Yisrael. And he, as Hans Sefer has in his Sefer Torah Moshe, and that pasuk in the beginning of Vayechi has an interesting interpretation. He says, Eretz Yisrael, the term Eretz Yisrael can be used in two different meanings. One meaning is, Eretz Yisrael means it's a land that belongs to the Jewish people. It's a Dina Mamunas of Kal Yisrael. So in the sense of Dina Mamunas of Kal Yisrael, the Chachamim tell us that the Gemara in Yesh Nefin, but that the first in the time that Avraham Avinu walked around the Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara Shalom says, and whom he saw the Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, the first man of us, and when he walked around the Eretz Yisrael, he was claiming that the Kinyi Chazot, and it belongs to him from that time on. And so, what Raka Kinyi Avraham Avinu, Mori Avraham Avinu. And it wasn't just that the Gemara Shalom promised, in the beginning of Shemay, it says, it's going to be seen, Mono Shoh, Ali Hashem. So the Gemara had a shayla there. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure, but when I brought the chain, he had a shayla where the Eretz Yisrael was promised to be given to the Jewish people, and the promise was going to be fulfilled on the fourth of the Yarden. And he said, you should have known, and Mor Hashem means not by Yerusha, not Mor Hashem or Alfi. And when it belongs to the name of Israel, from the days of Abraham Avinu, I'm the Masa Chapter Hakimine, but the Tchor gets Tishnai, because our mother got a Tchor, Chayka, Tzlacha, then Chayka, Chayka was a Tchor. So the Gemara, I think the Mishnah, he was Tzlacha was a Tchor, Chayka, I forgot it was, Mana was a Tchor. So the Shadow was, there's a Tchor, there's a Tchor in type of the Tishnai Mana. So the Din says, the Tchor only gets Tishnai, the Tchor Ashe Yimotzi, the Yimotzi Lam Yidmur, but the father had already. If the father dies, and then he wins the Irish sweepstakes ticket, then the Tchor doesn't get Tishnai. Whatever the Tchor, the father gets, if he dies, the Tchor doesn't get Tishnai. Only the Tchor Ashe Yimotzi, whatever he had at the time of death. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure what the Din is. Where the Eretz Yisrael already belonged to the Bnei Yisrael, Mamasha Yerusha! So the next block were entitled to the Tishnayim that they were going to get. And no, it was a promise that in the future, the day Yerusha, they're going to get. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe Shalom told them, from the time that Avraham Avinu walked around Eretz Yisrael, the Chazakasi, it already belonged to Klai Yisrael, it's Mugva, it's not right, it's not a promise, it already belonged to Bnei Yisrael. So there's some sacred writing in the Torah, Moshe and Vayechi, that's one aspect when you speak of Eretz Yisrael means that area on the globe that belongs to the Jewish people. Belongs to the Jewish people, the whole Eretz Yisrael, that it belongs to Avraham Avinu from the time that he walked around. So in that sense, Kevin Rochel is written on Eretz Yisrael. It was always from the days of Avraham Avinu, it was always part of Eretz Yisrael. But then, usually when we speak of Eretz Yisrael, we speak of the Hated Yalan, the Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Torah. When did he get the Kedusha Torah? When was the Mekadosh? So the Mekadosh was not in the days of Avraham Avinu. The Mekadosh was in the days of Yishuv, when they had Kibush Mechimut. The Rishavish and Kibushu. Rishavish and Kibushu. And the Chaluk HaTorah was the Gemara of the Kibush. That showed that the Kibush was absolute, that they even divided it into Shvatim. After the Kibush Mechimut, then it was endowed with Kedusha Torah. Before, it didn't have any Kedusha. So the Chansari says, no part of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. No So why didn't it have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? It is a din of our Rosh Hashanah Sukkot. If Bnei Yisrael conquer additional territories, the Pesach says in Pesach, I think, Kamakam Shatidah, Kaz Ragam Kandor Lachan Yisrael. The Ramban, and that Pesach, the end, the last Pesach in Akim, next to the last Pesach, Ramban makes notice to say, even more Rosh in Gittin says in the beginning of Gittin, that Kamakam means Afim of the Kutzot, wherever the Jewish armies go, and they conquer additional territory, our Rosh Hashanah Sukkot will also be endowed with Kedusha Torah. So that's the Gemara, the whole discussion when Dalai Lama had the soldiers conquer Aram Tova, Syria, that's the Gemara of the Sukh, the Syria, where that Kibush, the Kadesh, that there was that Chutzler, Aram Tova was not Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara had a whole Machlokes between Kibush Shoch and Shmei Kibush and Kibush Shoch and Rashi Kibush. Was that a legitimate Kibush
to be mekadosh that section as chutzpah. Based on this din, that in the kadosh halachas and sotaris outside of Eretz Yisrael, they'll also be endowed with the kedusha sotaris. So remember, the Rambam is talking in the Shia. So if there is such a din that Eretz and sotaris that came from the kodesh to get the kedusha, so yes, how come my house in Brooklyn doesn't have a kedusha Eretz Yisrael? That you have to dock your wage of war because if you buy it, the people keep it off of it. So he said, I remember that time, he thinks the Eretz is, but it's not contiguous Eretz Yisrael. The only time there's a din of Eretz Yisrael is being endowed with kedusha sotaris. If you have Eretz Yisrael, and you conquer the area that's touching that area, so the kedusha keeps on spreading right to right to right to, so I see that special discussion the whole area is mispasha. The kedusha has to be mispasha. If a person is done, the Jewish soldiers will conquer at a different continent. Antarctica, they're going to conquer Canada, America.
Right.
So it's not, no, Cyprus is an island, a separate area, right, it's not, so Cyprus could be that it's in the Uber, with my indigenous customers. What about the island of the Mediterranean? All my colleagues are telling me, you draw the line like this, and you draw the line like this. Which island I could, that's a shah and halacha, but the Cyprus has to be the Cyprus. So the pastor says, when you fly, he says, so it's also called Kibbutz, that's not just after Kibbutz with waging a war, after Melchoma. So that's what the translator says, whatever the Ovis purchased, that was Mamish Kibush. They didn't need Chalukya. There were no Yudei Shotim, that was the Kibush Gomer. So that's what Yankel Vina meant. That's how he interprets that Rashi. That in the days of the Ovis, they bought the Neres HaMashpela, that was Eretz Yisrael. Then it said Yankel Vina later on bought the section of Shem. They had, there were blotches in Eretz Yisrael that they bought, and everything in it was footwork. So that's what Yaakov Avinu tells his son, I didn't bother to take your mother to bury her in Eretz Yisrael, means the Eretz HaMekudesh is the Gushator. I buried her in Chutzpah, doesn't mean Chutzpah said it didn't belong to us. I thought it belonged to us in the days of Yaakov Avinu, but it didn't have the Gushator. So that's what he felt, that Yaakov is going to feel bad about. So he said, don't feel bad, it was Afiya Dibur. So we don't mind it, Afiya Dibur, no, but he finishes right there, he says, it's Afiya Dibur. And it's going to be good for calling Saul, so it's like, well, after the Chum by Zishayim, they're going to go and she's going to cry, and it's true, so when they express it, what was the rest of the story, why doesn't he just say, So I remember many years ago, from a Talmud Chacham, he suggested the following shot, that the Gemara at the end of Bava Metzia tells us, and I got it, whoever wants to understand it, I got it, but it means something. The Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi used to come often to learn in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So once he came late on his chedesh. So the Mashiach was going to throw him out. Now late on his chedesh, right? Yeah? So he said, Ha'itachin, why did he come late? So he said, the chedesh, he had to go to the Maris HaMachdeima, and he had to wake up Avraham Avinu and wash Negevasa, and daven with him and put him back to sleep, and wake up Yitzchak Avinu and wash Negevasa and put him back to sleep. And same with Yankel Avinu. The Mashiach says there, why do you wash Negevasa? Well, the person is dead, he's dead, but particularly he's talking to him high, and so it's like they went to sleep temporarily, so you wake up in the morning, you have to wash Negevasa. Like a person who's just asleep. So then, so it took a long time, each one had it done, the shock is moved, it takes a long time. So the Mashiach here, so, Tittish. Why don't you wake them all up together and daven everybody together? Yeah. Well, when you daven everybody separately, the Eliyahu Navi says, no, the Rebbeinu Shalom is not prepared to bring Mashiach yet, and if all three will daven together, they will force him to bring Mashiach, and he doesn't want. So that's why I daven separately with Avram, and he puts him back to sleep. I'm just taking what, whatever it means, I'm just taking what. That's why there's a meaning now, that some people have a meaning, that some have a meaning on Erev Chodesh, another type of meaning to go visit once a month ago. Other meaning have to go on a Shabbos. Based on this Gemara, that the other time is called to want to daven with him, then you should take him the time on Mashiach. So it's interesting, it would appear from that Gemara that there's an Indian, just like we say, he basically is feeling sorry for Chalam, everybody goes to daven by the Kaisla Maloni. That's a Kaisla Maloni, because the Beis HaMikdash is a Malkum Tzivos. We don't exactly go in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Rebbe used to make fun. You're not davening in the Beis HaMikdash, davening outside, so you can daven here in Mechavia, you can daven in Tel Aviv also. But, okay. I remember that Gershon Zaks, once told us that he learned by Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, he was a Bach, he learned by Rebbe. He said once Rebbe was born, he disappeared. I had a young girl, a teenager, she disappeared for a few hours and she came back. And he asked the news, she went to the Kaisla Maravi to daven. So he said, Rav Olah says, Yochvah!
that he says anybody was stunned, and then he's trying to say, yeah, happened as well. What you should have done, should have done nobody also. But he came right out of here.
But that's what we assume. The Davit inside the Malcolm Hamid Shabbat is it. You basically see the Torah about even for the Ulus Oilam to Davit. The Muslim to Davit of Fanta is what my love you also. So I'm not Muslim. We assume that why do we Davit by Marat HaMachem? So the Gemara says in Tanya that the Davit in the Malcolm Shabbat is Tzadikim. So it's on a kind of sleep when you go to the Beis HaKodesh. So the Gemara gives two reasons. One reason is to be Nichna for Achnot. So if you don't have a Jewish cemetery, your cemetery is also good. But the Gemara says it's preferable to have a Yiddish cemetery from the Shulchanot. Because Shibay Tzadikim is more mistaken that the Tfilah should be answered. So number one, Marat HaMachzeh is Shibay Tzadikim. But more than that, it would appear from the Gemara that it's a mocking Tfilah, not from Shibay Tzadikim. So others daven every Rosh Chodesh, because somehow the Marat HaMachzeh is the Mitzvah is a mocking Tfilah. So that's what the Shalom Gaon said, that's the Taitch in the Rashi. Rashi is quoting a Medrash. That Yaakov felt that his son Yaakov had talumas against him. He didn't want me to carry his body all the way from Egypt, 700 miles to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't take my mother to bury her in Eretz Yisrael and put it to Dushas Ha'aretz. So Yaakov says it was Bati Adibo, but then he explains more in Bati Adibo, and it has the same yichus and the same island, the same adreg as being buried in Eretz Yisrael. What's the big thing? What's the big deal? Your mother's kevin, it was a makom tefila. Because I see him the day you saw after the golden Sayyidish, and he goes, oh, not Irish, he's going to die. Because the golden Madrega, the same Yitzchak, is being buried, and Marat HaMachzeh is being buried. He's never lost.
Right.